flip John Cena, kill their heroes, build some new ones. It's time to crush these children's dreams, damn it.
Welcome to WrestleCast, welcome episode to number 49, because 48 does not exist. I am your host, Devil Vamp, as always. I have my Steam panel that I just gathered. I'm not doing the run. I'm not doing the whole rundown because we fucked it up last week, so let's fucking start great today, guys.
Last week.
This week we got Wayne is a beggar.
Yo. Oh, sorry. Hey, yo.
Katie the First Lady. Hey, Katie.
Hello, everybody.
Gotta put up with this nonsense tonight. Heavy Set.
Episode 48, a.k.a. the Chris Benoit of DSJ and B-Rock.
Damn right. You goddamn right. This shit does not. Ant the Vigilante is here.
Well, yes, I was the one that is the Chris Benoit of the DSJ and B that fucked up your WrestleCast last week.
That's true.
And I apologize to everyone. But I am here for a short while, and I'm not that drunk this week. So
That's fantastic. DRG's here.
I'm filing a formal protest for Podcast Nation to have it released to the mass public.
Denied.
Free 48.
Denied. Free. Biohazard's here.
What's going on?
And we have a wonderful show for you this week. Right. Yeah. Segments keep tosser and prove what is on the Royal Rumble, Wayne's water cooler, comments from the net, best of the week, and possibly free chat. Let's start out with keep tosser and prove. Wayne, what you got this week, buddy?
Keep Sting.
Oh my God! Seriously, keep the Sting.
Really? You? Well, no. You go to Wayne first. Keep tossing and proof. What do you think he's going to say?
That's true. I should have just. Where's
the Sting?
Yeah, I should have just went ahead and just. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Heavy. I apologize. All right.
He could have chose Paige's arsehole.
I'd keep Paige. That as well. No, in fact, I'd improve that.
Paige, Paige was on. Yeah, I know. All right, Wayne. What do you want to toss or improve?
Oh, so I don't get to talk about how great Sting was.
You could talk about how...
Go ahead.
Fine, blow Sting some more. Go
Two
ahead.
Two minutes.
Well, don't you think it was brilliant how they like teased it being a picture, but it wasn't, and then he moved, and then he pointed, and it's like, just like WCW, where like, nothing is needed, just that. And like, Rach was like, going,
boo! He pointed! Oh! I creamed myself! No, it wasn't.
It
he didn't look
was
like
expecting
a
Royal Rumble.
Wayne,
and it was
Wayne,
more.
He didn't look like a picture. And Michael Cole selling it. I mean, who's it? JBL selling it. They looked like a picture. Made it worse.
Yeah, the JB commentary was absolutely.
He's a picture. On. They're showing a picture. They're showing. No, we all know they wasn't. He wasn't because he was fucking breathing.
I,
you know what it reminded me of?
What?
You remember that moment when Bobby the Brain Heenan was so drunk he almost blew that spot with Hulk Hogan turning on the NWO?
No, I
didn't
know
what,
that.
That's what JBL reminded me of. But it's a picture. Ha ha, wink wink, nod nod.
Oh, it moved. Yes, Wayne, we're all glad Sting is here, or some of us
it was
are.
A cool
so obviously, don't sound like you.
I don't care.
My name's Devil Vamp, but I don't care.
Wayne. It was okay.
Wayne, improve or toss, buddy?
Are you sure? I thought that was better than if it was at Royal Rumble. That was more of a shock.
Okay, improve or toss?
I didn't think that far ahead.
Vamp, you know better. He has a short-term memory.
I know. He's first up. He always complains that he's last, and he's first up this week, and fucking this is what he gets.
And I fluff my line.
Yeah, you fuck up. Katie, keep toss or improve?
I really like the segment with the Ascension and the tag teams with APA and NWO. I thought it was fun. Yeah. I mean, even though most of them look a lot worse than they do right now, but I like JBL's clothesline from hell
that was good.
On them.
He
could still do it. And
Scott
it really
Hall, Scott Hall looked great.
Yeah, he actually did look
no,
great.
No, he did. Right? He did, DRG.
Compared to
that glazed eye. Yeah.
All there.
Yeah. Compared to that glazed eye look, he normally looks like he looked fantastic.
But my God, why do they use the old picture?
I like burgers, Chico.
He does like food.
There's a difference between looking sober and looking great. Yeah. He still looks like he has aged greatly.
Yeah.
And I get that he still has the black streaks to his hair and whatnot. His talking ability is there. His brain's sharp, mm-hmm. but his body
no, it's
has
beat
seen
up.
Better days.
Yeah, because
I don't think it helps that they use old pictures of him from when he was thin and trim.
That's what drugs do, right. man. You know that.
Oh, I trust you. That's what I'm saying.
Another Look at X-Pac. X-Pac is the youngest among all of them, and he looks the worst among all of them.
No, Kevin Nash looked the worst.
I thought Kevin Nash looked fine. Kevin Nash is probably the oldest among all of them, isn't he?
But X-Pac's been to China, though.
And back.
No, in China.
And he blew out his
China, not, on, not to China, in China.
He did blow out his asshole.
He did blow out of his asshole, yeah.
I am glad that Kevin Nash was able to show up.
I thought Kevin looked okay, right, Katie?
Yeah, he looked all right. I mean, he has bigger muscles than I ever seen him in his career. I mean, so he's still keeping in shape.
He looked like Kevin. They all get fat. That's what happens when you don't do anything. When you go from burning 8,000 calories a night to burning nothing, that's what happens. You get fat. Look at me. I get fat.
Yeah.
No shit.
Woo!
Yeah, but you're an American. Of course you're fat.
Damn right. Improve or toss, Katie?
Trying to see.
Don't be Wayne.
For toss. No, I don't really have much, really. I mean, I thought last match was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Overall, even the Divas match was actually really good, too.
Yeah. I guess my improve would be that there's too many tag matches on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, there is,
like at least a singles match.
Yeah, we're
going to. There's a six-man tag. There's like five other tag matches.
Yeah, we're going to go over that when we get to the Royal Rumble part of it. Yeah, but there is a lot of tag matches on it, too.
Trying to give everyone prominence, like going into Royal Rumble, though, aren't you?
Yeah, they are. They're trying to get everybody their own airtime. And yeah, but I do like. I'll get into it when we get to the Royal Rumble. Heavy set, keep toss or improve.
I didn't watch Raw.
Okay. Well, did you watch did you watch NXT?
I watched. Did you ask if I watched NXT?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because I have time for that.
NXT is so good this week.
I actually did watch the end of Raw. I happened to. Oh. They posted the video of it on their YouTube page, and I was like, fuck it. I already knew Sting was there, going to be there. Well, that he was in the video. So I was like, fuck it. I'll watch it. What's going on? And my keep, toss, and improve is of that segment, since it's the only one I've seen. I'm going to be like Wayne. I'm going to keep Sting coming back, but I want to improve from him pointing at the authority, like the angry evil monkey from the Family Guy.
He did look like him.
To actually having a baseball bat.
Yeah, that would have been a little bit better. Yeah, I agree. I agree, Heavy. That would have been better if he had a black baseball bat and he was pointing at it with the BA.
It's PG, though. It's PG.
Nah. I think the next thing he'll point at will be WrestleMania when he's like in the ring again with Triple H.
You think it's going to happen at Royal Rumble? Katie, you think it's going to happen at Royal Rumble?
Maybe. It's hard to tell, though.
He pointed at Triple H.
Yeah. If it's not, maybe it'll be the night after.
No way, Katie. No way. That's a main event. Like WrestleMania.
It's gonna be Fastlane. Fastlane.
Yeah.
Fastlane.
Fuck you, Bio Chevy Ford.
Yeah. Biohazard.
I think Sting will do it.
No, Biohazard has been calling Fastlane for a while for Sting.
Hmm.
Heavyset. Anything else? Heavyset. Real quick.
No, that's pretty much. Oh fuck! I did have one thing, but I fucking forgot it. And you know, before we started the show last week, he did send a text to me saying that the dogs were in the enclosed pool area. So,
what
show are you talking about? There wasn't a show last week.
Well,
if no one doesn't get that reference, you need to look up what actually happened during that murder suicide incident.
What the hell?
I don't know what he's talking about.
He sent a text to Chavo saying that the dogs were in the enclosed pool area.
Oh, Benoit did.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I get it. Now.
Am I honestly the Chris Benoit of the SJMP?
You claimed it.
You fucking really? And we'd like to thank you for being on the show this week, but we already can tell you have had too much.
And keep toss or improve. I know you didn't watch Raw. Did you watch NXT this week?
He took to me, sorry.
Ant, keep toss or improve. I know you didn't watch Raw, but did you watch NXT this week? Did you watch TNA this week?
No, I didn't. No, because I'm on my winter sabbatical at the moment. I'm literally coming back now, and I'm watching Raw as we speak. That's why I'm keep drifting in and out.
Did you want me to
actually watch Raw right now?
Did you want me to come back to you?
Yes, please. That'd be awesome.
All right. DRG, keep toss or improve, man.
I want to improve the Beatdown Club by not calling it the Beatdown Club and just calling it the BDC.
Oh, God, thank you.
It's not club, it's clan.
Club, clan, crew, whatever hell it is.
DRG got something wrong about TNA. Wow.
They got the point across. MVP said it enough times. They've claimed it. They've called it. Now they can just go by the acronym BDC, let Joe write it on his wrist tape,
BDC.
And go with that.
Is Eric Young a part of it?
No.
They said he wasn't, but he seemed very much a part of it.
When villains usually have a common enemy, they always team up. But
a lot of it has to do with to sell Eric Young being a big time heel. They need to show him off being with them, and the longer that heel turn gets away from it, the more and more it will be EY as a standalone heel. But in order to emphasize that EY is a bad guy to everybody, they have to remind him that he is seen with these big time bad guy group.
Okay. Toss or improve?
I just give my improve.
Oh, sorry. Keep or toss?
Keep that number one contender tag team match. Did you see it?
I did not. I don't have Destination America. I have to watch it on YouTube.
Okay. Everybody has been complaining about the lighting in the arena for the past 2 weeks because they went with like this kind of opera stage type feel for like a drama or a play, right?
So it's a different type of lighting. It's a different type of lighting than it was.
Yeah, they're putting more focus on the in-ring talent rather than the crowd.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, gotcha.
Yes. So you got a giant spotlight that's centered around the six-sided ring. And because of that, everybody's like, oh, they're drowning out the crowd. Oh, they've got poor attendance. But in that match, it showcased one moment where they had the Revolution come out in the balcony, and they shined the spotlight on all five members throughout the entire match. And the Wolves and Hardys put on this absolute clinic, an excellent, excellent tag team match. But throughout the whole – oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, yeah, it was a pretty good match.
But throughout the whole match, they were showing in the background this spotlight of them in the balcony, and they would cut to them at certain points. It did so much to build that this tag team is fighting each other to get to the champions, and it reemphasized why they were fighting throughout the whole match. It was just a brilliant piece of camera trickery that helped elevate the match and make it seem more important. And then the guys involved with it just went all out. I mean, Jeff Hardy walked from one turnbuckle across the ropes and then jumped from the second turnbuckle out into a suicide dive onto all three guys.
Nice.
That was a great spot.
Nice. But why were they even having a number one contenders match? Because didn't the Hardys win the number one contenders tournament on the last episode of Spike?
Right, but that no... Right, they had it to go against the Wolves, but the Wolves ended up losing to the Revolution on that same. So technically the Wolves and the Hardys were both number one. Doing this, it gives a chance to have a clear defined tag team as to who is the challengers. They could have just done a triple threat, but then you'd have one tag team saying, well, we should have had a one-on-one, and it would just been convoluted. At least this way they got a direct, this is the tag team that will be facing the Revolution.
Okay.
Fair enough. That's probably the best explanation I've heard of that on all the podcasts. So.
Yeah, I must have missed the episode of Impact because I didn't realize there was five members of the Revolution.
Yeah, no, Koya got added at the... whenever Manic went and sat down and talked to him was the last thing that you saw on the new content. And then throughout the Best Of series, it showed like Koya trying to get in with James Storm and James Storm slapping Manic, and then his journey to become part of the Revolution carried through all those Best Ofs. And okay. Finally, whenever they debuted that live episode, Koya was seen with the Revolution for the first time.
All right.
Biohazard. Yeah, I was about to say, you're up, Biohazard. Go ahead. Keep toss or improve.
Oh, Lord. I came into this week unprepared. I want to keep just when they did the Sting angle, Triple H's reaction to it, just Sting. Triple H the whole night of Raw with what when he was back there in the back with the NWO and they were like, "What kind of show are you running here?" And
I'm so ashamed.
I'm so ashamed. He's comedy gold. Even with Damian Mizdow.
Which tricked everybody. He tricked everybody to thinking that was Xbox.
I was like, man, Sean Waltman dyed his beard.
I was like, whoa, somebody cleaned up his act. Maybe he's on DDP yoga. I was convinced, dude. I was like, man, somebody got clean. And then
stunt double.
Yeah, then the real one showed up and I was like,
oh my God.
Well, never mind. Fat Xbox is still around.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah,
hilarious.
That was so good. It was so good. Toss or improve, man?
That one's it's a little iffy. I'm still with the lighting with TNA. I understand the point of it, but I feel like it is, for me, it was an improve because I like the crowd, seeing the crowd reaction, stuff like that. But I understand why they did it.
Yeah, I mean, if you as long as you understand why they did it, I mean, that's really all they're going for. You know, they're going for their watching. They're to
for to focus on the in-ring talent.
Correct. I mean,
it made sense to me why they did it, but at the same time, it's not my favorite style lighting.
You know that next week, I think, starts the second day of taping and that the lights weren't the same way, right?
Yeah, I heard. And that's why, the product in the ring, phenomenal. I mean, I love TNA Impact versus Raw this week. In-ring-wise, far better show.
Even after that Daniel Bryan match was pretty good.
Yeah, but there was, what, I think 5 matches on Raw?
Yeah. No, I didn't even think there was that many matches on Raw.
Towards
the end, yeah. They rushed them towards the end, yeah. They cut Raw off near the end.
Oh, that's probably. And matches, really.
Yeah, there wasn't. There was a lot of, it was definitely a promotional. I mean, they were getting ready for a pay-per-view.
You know what I was hoping for, though? That there would be a moment with NWO and DX in the ring.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Katie, but then I was thinking, okay.
It would have been a perfect thing to do.
Yeah, that's true. But I was thinking that they were trying to separate them because they didn't want everybody in the ring at the same time because they didn't want, you know, they wanted the ratings here and then the ratings there. They didn't want to build all the rings to one spot and then lose them all towards the end. Yeah, I get it.
Do you feel like they're trying to use Raw as a promo to build towards SmackDown since they're trying to promote SmackDown more?
I just think they're just trying to promote SmackDown in general more. I watched SmackDown this week, which is the first time I've watched it, and I can't remember how long, and I watched it the whole thing, and it was fantastic. I mean, comparably to the rest of the SmackDowns, it was fantastic.
It was good.
It was good, Katie, wasn't it?
It was good. They said they're going to try to make it more like a Raw, you know, to build it up as like trying to make it number one show or at least even next to Raw. So I hope so.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it was definitely worth it. That's why they say they moved Jerry Lawler. I mean, it was good the fact that they moved Jerry Lawler, the fact that Daniel Bryan had his first premier match there, his first debut match there back. That was a great match versus Kane and the essentially the Authority as well. It was just a good night of SmackDown. I kept talking about it on GroupMe all night long because it was just really good. They had good promos. They had good everything. I don't have anything to complain about SmackDown. Raw, I could take or leave a couple segments, but, I mean, overall, they definitely improved over the past couple of weeks. Though, I didn't really have a problem with last week's Raw everybody was talking about, but the week before, I had a huge problem with them. I'm having a problem with them firing those guys, those three guys.
They're back.
Yeah, I know. They're
John
back now.
Cena
but
won. They have been returned to the active roster.
Although I will say that I will say this, DAG. I will say this. Obviously, I knew they were going to win, blah, blah, blah. But I will say this. He did look legitimately surprised that he won when he jumped into the crowd. Hang on, Katie. Go ahead, DOG.
You know the best part about that final segment wasn't John Cena going through the crowd. It was Brock Lesnar coming out and just demolishing shit.
Yeah, he was just destroying people. Yeah. I knew he was going to pick up Big Show. But John Cena looked... I mean, he literally jumped into the crowd and grabbed a kid and hugged onto him for like 2 seconds and then went to the next person,
He looked... Speaking of hugging kids, did you see Triple H hugging that kid?
Yeah. We were just talking about it before we... got on the call about Triple H hugging the kid that was crying in the crowd.
Yeah, thanks, mate. That's my one-up.
Ant, go ahead. What's your we don't do one-ups, man. I mean, we do keep tosser improves. What's your keep tosser improve?
Same premise, just named differently. I'll keep Triple H hugging that kid, just breaking kayfabe, to be honest. I just thought it was a lovely little touch. Apparently he brought the kid backstage. I don't think he touched him, but he brought him backstage, and it was just a lovely thing to happen and a lovely thing to see, to be quite honest with you.
It is pretty nice. If you guys see it on either Bleacher Report on Twitter, it's pretty nice to see him.
So would that make Triple H the Petronella to Pat Patterson Sandusky then?
No, you fucking asshole.
I'm sorry.
That's what you're probably trying to do.
Probably.
That was too easy.
Anyway, go ahead.
You're going to be a WWE star.
Toss or improve, Ant.
Okay, so my improve is all these endless Macho Man sort of promos that I keep seeing right now. Personally, as a 31-year-old man, I've grew up with Macho Man, and I just think this is maybe a little bit 15 years too late. I don't particularly want to see someone like Roman Reigns, who's younger than me, dressed up in fucking aviators saying, "Oh yeah, wasn't he great?"
You're not watching this week's. You're watching last week's.
I was watching last week's. Oh, but okay. That's how far I'm up to.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I'm just saying that's where I'm at the minute with the wrestling. I haven't watched this week's Raw. That's what I said. So I'm up to last week's Raw.
Okay.
So that to me is just why the fuck am I watching that? We're literally 15 years too late on that. And it's obviously, politicals aside, okay.
No, I got you. I understand. I agree. I think Macho Man should have been put in the Hall of Fame a lot sooner than this. I'm not going to disagree with that. He should have been one of the first ones up. He should have been alive to go into the Hall of Fame. He should have been.
I'm glad that you understand him, because I don't know what this last week thing he keeps talking about is.
Last week's Raw, not this week's Raw. He's talking about the... Wait, you didn't watch last week's Raw, did you?
There wasn't a show last week.
All right. Anyway, moving on from there.
I don't think it's 15 years, maybe 10. You have to put Hogan first. And that lied about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I would agree with Heavy on that.
There should have been a nice happy medium between Hogan's entry and Warrior's entry when you put in Macho Man. Because in my opinion, that's where he goes.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a good point.
That's a really good point.
Certainly, what I'm just saying is we are certainly too late for it, and I don't want to see a kid that's probably never seen Macho Man do a terrible promo wearing fucking aviator glasses saying, "Oh yeah, wasn't he great?" I just don't want to see that, because he probably didn't even fucking watch the guy.
You don't think Roman did?
There's still ways to access stuff. I've watched wrestling from before I was born, so why couldn't someone do it when they were...
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is if it was 10, 15 years ago, you'd have people like Bobby the Brain Heenan making these sort of speeches. You'd have Ultimate Warrior making these speeches.
Well, Bobby...
People actually fucking wrestled with the guy.
And Bobby's...
People actually were prominent with him and made his career.
Oh,
the problem
I have
is that Hulk Hogan's inducting him because...
Bobby's in, Ant. You know that, right? Bobby's in.
No, I'm saying...
Talking about him.
He'd be talking about him.
Gotcha, yeah, I got you.
15 years ago, they could do a promo on him rather than Roman Reigns doing a promo on him now. That's what I'm saying.
But this is, okay, I understand all that, but this is the thing. None of the people watching TV, at least the kids watching the TV, is going to understand who Bobby the Brain Heenan is doing a promo on Monday Night Raw.
Well, if they don't understand who Bobby the Brain Heenan is, they won't understand who Macho Man Randy Savage is.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Wayne, go ahead. Last word on this.
I was just saying, I ain't got a problem with that. It's too late, but what is done is done. The problem I've got is that Hulk Hogan's inducting him.
I have a problem with that, too. DRG?
Why isn't it Mean Gene Okerlund inducting him?
I don't know.
Or Steamboat. They keep going on about Steamboat's presentation of the speech that is the issue, but I don't care. At least that'd be from the heart rather than brother with some made up bullshit story.
No, Hulk Hogan and him were friends.
No, they weren't.
No, I have heard multiple interviews with
from Hulk Hogan, not from Macho Man.
That's true.
Yeah.
From Hulk Hogan, not Macho Man. That's true.
Well, Macho Man did make a rap album, and on one of those songs, he did talk about wanting to fight Hulk Hogan.
All right, moving on from that.
Out of curiosity, though, who do you put the blame on this taking so long for? Is it WWE's fault?
Both.
Is it Lanny Poffo's fault?
I blame Stephanie.
I blame Stephanie McMahon's ripe pussy.
Jesus Christ.
Her young, ripe pussy.
Oh, my God.
You actually, in all seriousness, if you blame anybody, you blame the Von Erichs, because it was...
They committed suicide, man. Don't blame them.
No. You blame them. Because they got put in together as a group,
yeah.
And it was the Poffos that looked at them and said,
"Yeah,
that's what we want.
Yeah,
we want put in as
four horsemen go together too."
Yeah, the
stable. The only thing is, the horsemen went in. They were a stable. Von Erichs, it's a big family.
Family, yeah.
The Poffos are pretty much two guys who weren't really that big compared to the one Macho.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. I don't see how that would affect anything.
Well,
hold on. And if you're going to blame anything after the Von Erichs, you blame simply pride.
I agree.
Pride, I will give you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's both. I honestly don't think it had a lot to do with McMahon at all. I don't think it had anything to do with Stephanie. I don't think it had anything to do with McMahon. I think it had everything to do with the Poffos. I do.
No, I don't agree.
I agree.
Mark, You WWE Vince McMahon loving.
I don't hear anything about them saying anything about Stephanie. Just a little bit about Stephanie.
Because he loves baby Vince, isn't it?
He's one of the biggest superstars that WWE have ever known.
It's true.
The fact that, he's not been inducted, obviously there's politics behind it. But it has to be.
The politics come with pride because it's pride on both their sides. It's macho. Because basically, it's WWE coming him and saying, hey, we want you in the Hall of Fame. And he says, well, you got to put in my dad and my brother. And WWE's looking at you like,
no,
because we want you in. Like maybe Sunday or down the road they get put in, but like right now we want you in. You are a main event. You are superstar. Top build. Guy to put in.
But they're is that not. Even a story? I've never heard that angle before.
No, I have heard that story before. That's why that's why Lenny was so set on not going in without Macho Man not being allowed to go in without his family. Because Macho was like, no, I want my family to go in with me.
I didn't realize that story. That part of the story.
Yeah, that was his wishes, and then finally it was just like, fuck it. He's like, the fans deserve to see Macho Man in, and we do deserve to see Macho Man in.
Plus, he touched Stephanie McMahon's asshole.
In all honesty, Heavy, I get what you're saying about Lonnie not actually being worthy of being going in there, but I think Angelo was, because in the territory days where Vince McMahon bought everything from, he was a self-made promoter that built up his own specific territory, so much so that WWF was willing to pillage that and take certain talents from him. That there's a lot of history behind that I think earns him the right to be in there.
Right.
But I don't think Lanny should have gone in. If it would have been Angelo and Macho Man, I could have got that. I would have believed it.
All right, I'm good with that. Let's see what's on.
What's on? What's on?
What's on? That's my shit, dog.
That's my shit, dog. Wayne is a baker. What is on?
As I talk about in my week in review call. Christ. What?
Fucking hell, where'd come from?
It's like a 10-second nothing. And then all of a sudden, as I talk about it in my week in review call, I've been talking the whole time. No. There's like a 10-second delay.
My screen orientation on my phone went, so I couldn't unmute, so I had to wait for the
phone
to load
back.
Shit happens.
Beating your fucking dick again is what you were doing. All right, let's go. What's on?
Oh, I've lost it. Anyway, as I say on my week in review call that is in stereo this week.
Don't get pissed off if I critique it.
Yeah, don't get mad.
Well, in my week in review call this week, by all accounts now.
Let's go. What is on?
We get it. It's in your week in review call.
He only asked what's on.
Yeah, I know.
Christ.
I watched
What'd you watch?
WCW War Games. Fucking wrong one. No, sorry. World War III.
World War III. I'll tell him what he watched. Jesus Christ. Ow. He watched World War fucking III.
Yes, he did.
The 60-man Royal Rumble.
Yes, he did. With three rings.
And three sets of commentators and three tiny little screenshots, and it was a cluster. And,
Didn't like it, not at all.
No. It just, no other Battle Royal equals what the Royal Rumble is for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the staggering or the nostalgia of it, or...
I think it's both. I really do. I think the staggering helps a lot because you don't know who's next, and then WCW seemed to always start with everyone in the ring already, so it wasn't that big of a surprise.
It makes it more bite-sized.
It does.
You can follow it, and it breaks up into sections. Yeah. Break the Royal Rumble up.
Exactly, which is why Battle Royals never work on Raw or whatever. It works if you come out one at a time going, who's next? Who's next? Oh my God, who's next? Who's next? And when you have battle royals, everyone starts out and they just start hitting each other. And it's just like, okay, we're going to start hitting each other when the bell rings. Why?
Is it the simplicity of the Royal Rumble that you like? Because obviously, I'm not saying.
Do you mean that I'm simple?
No, I'm fucking saying, Devil Vamp's just going mental. I'm saying, is it the simplicity of the Royal Rumble?
I think the dimensions of it is right. Sort of,
you can't really play on it. You can't get more perfect than it.
No. I think the dimensions of it's the right amount, etc., etc. It's staggered. It breaks up. You can tell a story so much better. And it just, when you throw everyone in there, and it bigger sounds better. I was excited by three rings and 60 men. But then when you actually watch it, you think, the last 20 minutes has gone by and I've not took any of this in. There's Hulk Hogan walking around outside fucking huffing his arms about thinking he's fucking brilliant. And I was like, this is just shit. There was more people on the outside at one point that was still legal than there was in the fucking ring. It like was said, a clusterfuck.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I said, we talked about this earlier before the show, and I said that the Sting versus Ric Flair match that came before that.
Yeah, that's it. That was another problem. The pay-per-view was actually really good. Until then, the DDP match was really good with Johnny B. Badd. And I can't believe I'm saying that because I hate bloody Mark Mero. But, there was a good story behind how he took the Diamond Dollar. And then the main actual match, the one match I was looking forward to, come along and it shat all over the rest of it.
What was the match?
You had Lex Luger and Macho Man as well.
Yeah. Match. There was a female match on that one, I remember.
Oh, that Japanese one. My God, they beat the shit out of each other.
Oh, what was that ball? Bull Nakano versus Medusa. Correct, yeah.
That cutie or cheeky Suzuki or whatever I'd do.
Hey, Wayne, which year was this?
95.
Is that the one where the Giant finishes with a drop kick off the top rope, or is it the one where he shot puts Rey Mysterio?
No, Rey Mysterio ain't in it. It's the one where Giant gets eliminated. He whips Hulk Hogan out from underneath the bottom rope. Hulk Hogan wins, and then Macho Man wins. Sorry, and then Hulk Hogan's like, "I was never eliminated, brother. I'm going to show you the tape tomorrow night on Nitro, brother."
I'm not sure,
brother. I love Wayne's play-by-play. That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That was amazing.
Fucking gold.
I'm not sure if it's the year before or the year after, but there's one where I believe the Giant is with the NWO, and he takes Rey Mysterio single-handedly and shot puts him from one ring all the way outside. A great spot, but the way that it finishes is with the Giant, Big Show, the same Big Show.
Spoilers, I've got to get there first. Come on, that's okay. Next
spoilers.
Year.
Spoilers, what the fuck? Spoilers.
Ah, bro. Shut your face, brother.
It's WCW,
don't
brother.
Spoil an event from 20 years ago,
it's been nearly 20 years.
Yeah, for real.
No, if Wayne hadn't seen it and he wants to wait and see it, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Just know that you need to watch that one because...
Is that all they done with Rey Mysterio back then? Because obviously they had the side of the trailer that they bloody darted him into.
Dude, they used him as a fucking like a little doll.
This is like Anthony's midget dart.
Yeah.
Why do you think he was the
I'll tell you what, it was the very next year, Wayne. Watch the very next year, 96.
I'll tell you right now, here's spoilers, WCW fails. Katie, what's on?
I was just kidding.
No, you just ruined. Now I'm not
going to watch WCW. Katie, what's on?
Before I get into that, I mean, after his whole Hulk Hogan impression, did anybody find it weird that during that panel that none of them picked Roman Reigns as the winner of the Royal Rumble?
That is weird.
I think it was foreshadowing.
It's not Swerve.
Actually, I just thought Swerve.
I really don't. We'll get into that in a minute, Katie. Go ahead.
Yeah. I watched a lot of wrestling on YouTube.
Okay,
like
you
I watched
watch?
Classic Prime Time with Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan. That was
That's
funny.
Awesome.
And I was actually watching before I got on the 1987 Slammy Awards.
Fucking hell.
What the fuck?
Did Gorilla Monsoon host that?
No, but he was on. It was hosted. Vince came out first, and it was hosted by Jesse Ventura and Gene Okerlund.
What?
So that's when it was a proper award show, wasn't it?
That was
Vince McMahon did Stand Back.
Katie, why
need to bring that back? That
Katie,
sort of
now that's a fact,
Jack. Katie, why are you watching that?
Because I like it, and okay. I'm a wrestling fan.
No, that's cool. I was just wondering what, like...
around like an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, I was just wondering what made you think about watching that.
No, because I'd never seen it before. I'd never seen the first two Slammies back then, honestly.
I don't know how I saw
Katie,
those.
Katie, did you see the producer's name?
Kayfabe.
Every year, the producer's name is Kayfabe.
Well, that's classic.
That is good. And actually, from starting tonight till the Royal Rumble Sunday, I'm watching the first 10 Royal Rumble matches.
The first 10, not the last 10? The first 10.
The first 10. Yeah, okay. Just the Royal Rumble matches, not the other matches on the show.
Not the other
it's
matches.
It's sort of a tradition I do each year with myself.
Okay, that's cool. That sounds very cool. And you're watching that on the network?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. For only...
$9.99.
There you go. Heavy set.
£12.99.
Heavy set.
£28.50.
Shut up. What's on? Nobody cares about your pretend money.
I have not got really to watch anything, obviously. That might change next week, because this weekend I'm planning on moving to a place where there's Wi-Fi.
What's your movie you had to watch this week?
I didn't watch a movie.
You didn't?
I explained this to you. You don't listen.
I don't
you
listen.
You have a listening capability.
I do have a listening capability.
You
I do.
Don't fucking listen.
Devil
I don't
mop. Listen.
I don't listen at all.
God.
Wait, I thought you had to. I think you had to watch a movie for Old School with the Movies every single week. There's a plug for you, Nani.
It's not a book club.
We've already recorded this week's episode, and it was recorded last week. It's a Kevin Smith retrospective, part one.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, and next week is part two.
Oh, I should have been on that.
No, you shouldn't. No.
But,
yes,
but what I was going to say is like that will be changing. It's funny you mentioned book club, DRG, because me, FTW, and Mop, we're talking before we recorded Anything Goes, which is something else I did re-listen to because we produced we produced episode 3 thanks to somebody kind of giving a suggestion, not named Devil Vamp, but he we took everything online and it came to be a great show. But before we started recording, we talked about doing a book club podcast.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Seriously. But
don't
but
read books.
Like,
also, sorry, I didn't know where's Wally could transfer into podcast.
It's the fucking audiobooks.
Waldo.
That's not reading.
Audiobooks.
That's not reading. That's listening.
I knew you were going to get shit for this.
I never. Well,
all right, so Heavy, y'all are going to start a book club?
Yeah, leave him alone. Hang on.
But it's obviously we're not going to be like one of those kind of book clubs where so there's this love story. Would you will
I highly doubt that.
Next month's book is going to be by Nicholas Spark.
My Kendall's on.
It's going to be so great.
My Kendall's on fire this week, guys.
We wanted to, like, obviously it's going to be a bunch of guys. It's like, all right, what do you want to, what should we read? What is something that we could all get along on?
Richard Dawkins, The God Delusion.
Bridget Jones's Diary.
The Hunger Games.
The Diary.
50 Shades of Grey.
With me and Mop. No. I'm saying everybody, you have to partake on the podcast to be a part of it. And it's not just us three. We want other people on it, too.
I love the idea, and I'm very up for that.
And sold. He's on.
I'm up for it. If it is 50 Shades of Grey, I'm up for it.
And with me and Mop on, there's no such thing as the Hunger Games.
That's true. That's very true. There's definitely no such thing as the Hunger Games.
Well, same with FTW, because he loves the old cucumber. So
yeah, definitely loves the old cucumber. How much money did it take him to suck a dick?
The big question of the episode is always, how much money will it take to have FTW suck a dick?
That's right. How much money does it take for FTW to suck a dick?
That was almost the episode title.
That was the Anything Goes podcast, guys. Please check it out. It's actually very funny this week. I don't know how it is any other week. I just listened to this week, so I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, we don't do it weekly.
It's not every week. So
well, there you go. We'll listen to it.
To it a lot.
Yeah.
It's like
go ahead.
Yearly. Yeah, every other year.
Well, there you go. Go ahead and listen to it. It's on the it's on this network right here. We're listening to it right now, Trending Topics Network. Anti-Vigilante, what is on?
Well, like I said, I haven't watched a lot of wrestling.
All right, what else you got?
But I did actually watch, wrestling-wise, because it is a wrestling show, mm-hmm. I watched the 1989 Royal Rumble, because it's Royal Rumble season.
1989,
my friend.
For some reason, 1998 rings a bell for me. I don't know why.
Because that's two numbers flipped in the order.
No. Like, I remember the cover of it. The cover of it was all of them in animated, and, like, the British Bulldog was up front. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
In 98?
I think so, yeah. Go ahead, Ant.
Well, no, I just sort of, last year, I watched 1988, which was...
So, instead of doing the 10 Royal Rumbles, you're doing the one a year Royal Rumble, but you're doing really late.
Well, maybe I am. I don't really know. Because last year I watched 88, and I thought this year, because I always take a wrestling sabbatical around Christmas time.
Wait.
And I don't watch wrestling again until Royal Rumble.
Wait. You don't have the network. How are you watching this?
What? I've got the internet, my friend.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Can I not watch wrestling on the internet?
No, you can watch wrestling all you want on the internet. I'm just checking.
Sorry, WWE. You won't get my $9.99 this month, you fucks. I'll go to Wrestling Inc.
No, you're not. You're going to go to Wayne's house. Wayne bought the network.
Sorry. I shan't get myself in trouble.
That's right.
But yes, so this year I watched 1980.
He's not coming around mine.
I certainly shan't come in you, my friend.
Yeah.
But, But yeah,
calm down, Chris Benoit.
Yeah, Benoit. Calm down, Benoit.
It's not a bad name for me myself. I'm quite happy with it.
All right, go ahead.
I have to
play some music for you right now. On.
He's the show killer.
Okay, I'd like to hear some music.
He's gonna lay you down. By
go, go, Ant, go, go.
But anyway, it was
Wayne. Shut the fuck up.
He's gonna put the show in a Bowflex.
Jesus Christ, Ant! If you don't go, they're gonna all gonna talk to you. Oh Jesus Christ!
It's
heavy
literally
set.
Like the opposite of last week.
Heavy set. What the fuck, man? Seriously?
That was hilarious.
What, too soon?
Oh my god.
Too soon?
No, shut up. No, don't talk anymore. Unless called upon. Ant, go.
No, I cripple you.
Oh my god, I can't believe you said that.
Man, you'll hang for this, I'll tell you.
Comedy gold.
But anyway,
you'll hang
it was,
for this.
To me, it was, in my opinion, the best ever Royal Rumble. I know it was won by big fucking John Studd, who no one ever cares about, but I actually thought the actual names involved in the Royal Rumble itself were absolutely legendary. I mean, you had Andre Giant, Mr. Perfect, Jake the Snake Roberts, Shawn Michaels, fucking Randy Savage, Hulk Hogan. I just thought it was a legendary Royal Rumble, and that's what I've been watching this week. And if you don't like it, I'll come round your house and I'll murder you.
With the Bowflex. So the one that Shawn Michaels did, that the first time he came in, went and in his number one, it came out as number 30. Not the best Royal Rumble ever?
No, obviously, it's difficult every now and again that you watch one and you're like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So like, this is the one that's most prevalent in my mind. So I just love the names that were involved in it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I watched WrestleMania 17 again. I'm pretty convinced that's probably one of the best WrestleManias I've ever seen. I'm like,
really?
Almost, 17? I'm almost 100% that it's probably one of the best WrestleManias I have ever seen. There's not
is
a
that
single...
only because you saw it literally 2 days ago?
No. You have the memory of a fish. I've had that idea in my head for a long time, and I went to see a WrestleMania. I went live to see WrestleMania, unlike some people, Wayne. You've never gone and seen fucking WrestleMania live, but I have, because I, you know, I'm privileged. But I'm pretty fucking convinced.
You're not privileged. You just live in America.
Yeah, that's true. I do. Yeah, that means we're privileged.
I beat up William Regal in that pay-per-view.
Yes, that's true. Great match. Fucking fantastic match. I'm pretty convinced that WrestleMania 17 is one of the best pay-per-views, one of the best WrestleManias of all time. I would even put it against WrestleMania 3. I really would, because it's fantastic.
Because of Stone Cold Rock, or
no? Stone Cold Rock was one of them. William Regal versus Chris Jericho was another. Triple H versus Undertaker for
Benoit.
The first time was another
Benoit.
One. Benoit was in it. I mean, you go on and on. The Triple Threat Tag Team.
That was the Legends Battle Royal.
The Legends Battle Royal, the TLC match. You can go on and on and on and on. And it's just a who's who. It was the last WrestleMania they had that was the Attitude Era, where it was just the WWE guys or the WWF guys. It wasn't the – that's after that, that's when they started incorporating the WCW guys. It was fantastic. And I watched it again this week just to clarify. It's just, I mean, it's one awesome match after another awesome match. They're in Texas. They have a huge crowd. And it's just great. I don't know why that one's so good, but it just is. Oh, my gosh, just
it was
is.
In Texas.
Oh, they're in Texas. Those full of idiots.
I don't know about that. About Texas, yeah, exactly.
That makes me want to go back and watch WrestleMania 19 instead.
Why 19?
That was Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle.
Oh, yeah, when he almost broke his neck. Yeah. DRG, what's
also,
on?
Also, Austin versus Stone Cold was at 19. That was our last match.
Austin versus Stone Cold.
Yeah, Austin versus Stone Cold. Greatest
match. That was a hell of a match.
Austin versus Stone Cold, buddy.
I did fuck up.
You did fuck up.
Austin Rock 19.
Okay, there you go. DRG, what's
triple,
on?
Dude, triple threat match. Papa Shango, Godfather, and Kama. Oh, my God.
I went back, and I'll explain this in my what's on.
Okay, all right. DRG, what's on?
The Voodoo Train.
We good?
Yeah, we're good. I'm going to cut all that silence out. So
quiet. I was waiting. Yeah. Two things, TNA and Lucha Underground. First things first, Drago versus King Cuarto had the only acceptable form of a double countout in their match. What had happened is they set up a table on the outside and King Cuarto got caught on the table. Drago ran to the top of Dario Cueto's office and dove off, crashing through the table, and the ref counted him out in a double countout. I don't want to see people brawling out through the ring and just not caring about the match, but them selling the fact that they had expended all amounts of energy and neither man could move at the end of that was a great selling point for a double countout. That's has to be one of my favorites.
All right, I'll take that. I'm still not convinced about the names. Prince Puma is just not. I don't know if I can buy a Prince Puma shirt, dude. I just don't know.
It's the Aztec. They're playing into the Aztec.
Sorry.
Aspect.
I get it.
Hey, who are you talking about here?
Prince Puma.
No. You're talking about my boy.
Yeah, I'm talking about Ricochet. I will buy a Ricochet shirt. I'm not buying a Prince Puma shirt.
Why not?
Because it says Prince Puma on it.
It's the same fucking guy.
No, not at all. Not even close. All right, Prince Puma.
Here's the thing for you, Vamp. Yep. You might not buy it, but will the kids buy those little fluffy bracelets that he wears, or will they buy the mask that he wears because he is Prince Puma? There's other people that will purchase that stuff, so it might be geared towards the kids with namesake, but the match quality and his ability in the ring is geared towards you.
That was perfect, Biohazard. That was perfect. An alternative to the WWE, I hope they are very successful. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not sure if I can cheer for someone named Prince Puma.
I do not like the name Prince Puma.
Okay,
I think it is comical to us. It's kind of like the beatdown crew.
Yeah, exactly. It's
Clan.
Thank you, man. It's grade school, is what it is.
Yes, it
However,
is.
You do know we watch wrestling.
Yes, I do know we watch fake people fighting in a ring. Yes, I know.
My whole point is that match with Drago versus King Cuarto had the ability to accomplish a double countout and make it look credible because both men had sold every ounce of energy into that match.
Yeah.
And then moving into TNA, this week's like debut regular spot television was so much different than I expected. It was way different than the live premiere. I was very happy with what they gave me. There were certain parts that had me confused, but building up a heel faction with all the heel members winning throughout the night and then finally beating down one of their guys that was involved there so they could take claim to the championship and then not having anybody come out and save them. They made that heel faction look way strong in the first week.
Yeah, it was just towards the end there. MVP actually stole the TNA championship for people that haven't watched it yet. Spoiler.
Yes, much. Spoiler much. Okay. I mean,
It was very well done. Yes.
Sorry, I'll you can cut that. DRG.
No, you're fine, Anthony. Go ahead.
Boom.
Okay, don't start that with me, shit. I will fucking cut that shit. Don't start that with me. Anyway, go ahead.
DRG, can I ask, like, where you'd rate pretty much all the, like, WWE, TNA, Lucha Underground, how you'd rate them in, like, 1 to 5? How would you do that?
We did this. Me and Kata were talking about it because somebody had said it on that other show that we take drinks for, because apparently we're the SAT since we're on the trendingtopicsnetwork.com. But my personal thing is I rank New Japan Pro Wrestling first. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I don't have to follow it weekly. It helps me get time invested into it, and I really care about the characters because I love their style. Uh-huh. And then next is NXT, followed by TNA, then Lucha Underground, then WWE, and then Ring of Honor. Those were my six, and that's how I ranked them.
See, it may surprise a lot of people that you actually rate TNA as your third, because as you are the TNA marketing rep, so you basically could be called the NXT marketing rep.
Yeah, wait a minute. Where do you rank
NXT? I'm the alternative. I'm the guy that does not, like, y'all talk about watching the old Rumbles from the past and stuff like that. I grew up as a kid in the South that watched WCW. Somebody asked me earlier if I would go to WrestleMania because it's in Dallas next year. No, I wanted to go to a Starcade more than I ever wanted to go to a WrestleMania. I would rather pay money to go to a Wrestle Kingdom in Japan before I paid the ticket prices to go to a WrestleMania.
I absolutely completely agree with everything you're saying. So if you can explain to me what you think the difference is between that makes NXT better than TNA at the moment.
At the moment, a lot of it has to do with the fact that the Full Sail Stadium has a crowd that is what the Impact Zone used to be, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
they're
invested
in the specific product because they're regulars that attend it. You add that crowd with the talent that's on the roster and then cut down all the extra BS building drama and compact it into a one-hour show, it's much, much easier to digest than a two-hour product, which I'm still happy that the two-hour product that TNA's given me is quality enough that I can get through it and it goes by fast. But I think that it's because it is compacted so much that I'm able to get through it and still want more out of it.
So more of a quality over quantity sort of essence.
Yeah, they highlight, it's kind of like what, you know, back in the heyday of when ECW was one of my favorite things to watch, it was highlighting the people like the Eddie Guerreros and the Dean Malenkos and the Chris Jerichos. It was highlighting Perry Saturn was amazing, especially when the Eliminators were Kronos. But when they compacted it to put all the primetime wrestling and still include a little bit of the stories and the backgrounds and stuff, but the main focus was the wrestling, that's when I really, really enjoyed ECW. When it started getting into the can you top this, let's go all crazy hardcore stuff, it I lost a lot of flavor from it.
Okay, that's absolutely fair enough. No, I always sort of have seen you as the TNA guy, but to... I just wanted to know why you rate NXT above that, and you've given a brilliant answer.
I'll tell you what, I've got a question in the free chat that we'll talk about later, and it will help explain my point of view on it, if that makes sense.
Okay, excellent.
All right,
Biohazard, what's on, man?
Well, back to my Stone Cold versus Austin thing.
Oh, yes.
I watched the Stone Cold documentary this week, actually last night, and that's all I've been thinking about all day, how he started. He wanted to be Steve Williams, and he's like, no, you're Steve Austin, Dutch Mantel. And it's just a great story of how he was just tired of the bullshit in WCW, and then when he got to ECW, he was a great talker. And even Joey Styles says when he went to WWE, they stuck him with the Ringmaster, and how Joey Styles felt like they didn't watch ECW. They didn't see how great a talker he was, and they stuck him with Ted DiBiase and things like that.
I personally like the name they were going to give him, Fang McFrost.
Fang McFrost.
You better drink your tea or it's going to be Stone Cold. That's my name.
No. That's her. She's pointing to him. That's your name.
It's the same thing with Goldberg.
Yeah.
And then
I like that DVD.
Yeah, me too.
It was good. And then I watched TNA, NXT. I still haven't caught SmackDown. I'm kind of iffy on it still. From how bad SmackDowns were before.
Yeah, no.
The matches are worth watching.
So that goes back to my point I made earlier. Do you feel like they're trying to use Raw as a promo-heavy show and SmackDown as their wrestling-heavy show?
No,
I don't think they're trying to do either. I just think they're trying to get more eyes on SmackDown. Therefore, they're trying to make SmackDown more prevalent. That's all it is. They're just trying to add more. With Daniel Bryan being on SmackDown every single week, it's going to bring eyes to it.
Do you think Jerry the King Lawler being on SmackDown will bring prevalence?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think Jerry... No, I don't.
They put him on there in case he has a heart attack.
I hope so.
I think they're slowly phasing him out. I heard that in an article or something, they're phasing him out, and he'll eventually just go away.
He needs to. He should have just, you know, why bring him down? In 12 months' time, what the fuck next? He's going to end up on NXT for 12 months and then retire? He should have retired on Raw, done, gone.
That's how they did with JR the first time, is they switched him to SmackDown and then he's gone.
Yeah.
And then he did some NXT, and then he was gone.
I think the reason why Raw was so promo heavy isn't that they're trying to push all the matches to SmackDown. I think it's because they're building for the Rumble. And at this point, they're kind of at a standstill because they can't really build everything towards WrestleMania, so they can't utilize the momentum matches that they need to build to it. Like they can with Ambrose going into the Rumble beating Wade Barrett, but
no,
there's only so much they can do. So use the promo time to build up to the pay-per-view this weekend and then give SmackDown the match.
Yeah, Big Show had a huge segment on Raw, stating the fact that he was a big badass. Roman Reigns came up behind him, did that, he did his thing. They're just trying to build characters. They're trying to build up an actual storyline going into the Royal Rumble. So hopefully this year, fucking A. Hopefully this year they'll walk out with stories out of the Royal Rumble this year instead of last year, which they walked out of with nothing except for The Miz.
But what do you really expect from the Royal Rumble? The fucking Big Show and the Roman Reigns being the last two.
Yeah, why not?
I knew well, this week.
Other than that, what else are you going to get from it?
I don't know, honestly. I'm not even sure who I'm going to name. Go ahead, Bio.
I knew this week would be promo heavy because it's Raw Reunion. You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, that too.
But even the last 2 weeks, the first Raw of the year and last week, it was all promos and it was building for SmackDown. Hey, SmackDown's moving to Thursday. Check it out.
I liked the first Raw of the year. After that, it's been...
Oh, no.
No.
Which one was the first? Was the first Raw of the year where they got fired?
It was the Raw following Wrestle Kingdom.
Was it the one where they got fired?
Yes. No, senor, not here. No, no.
No. All right, I'm out. No, all right.
No, Raw first of the year. No, no good.
All right, we're done with that. Let's go.
I'm thankful that Roman Reigns let his actions speak louder than his words this week.
Jesus Christ, yes.
Would you say he climbed that beanstalk this week?
Hopefully.
He happened to knock Humpty Dumpty off that wall.
That's funny. All right.
Did he blow the house down?
Here's our pay-per-view picks for this week. We have New Day versus Tyson Cesaro and the fucking butthole. I forgot
his
name.
Adam Rose.
Thank you, Adam Rose. Butthole, that's what I meant. Brock versus Cena versus Seth. Usos versus Miz and Mizdow. Paige versus Natty. Paige and Natty versus the Bella Twins. Outlaws versus the Ascension. And then we have the Royal Rumble. Heavy set. New Day versus Tyson. New Day versus Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Butthole.
Are you writing these down?
I am.
Are you sure?
I'm typing them into the computer as you talk.
He's got a fucking Excel spreadsheet.
I do.
For you, Heavy set.
I do.
Did he just copy and paste what I had from last time and spill from that?
Yeah. Duh.
Make sure you put all the matches down.
I got it, dude.
You said that last time.
What the fuck do you want? Are you going to pick something or are you going to pick something for you?
I'm going to get...
Where's episode 48?
It's not as bad as 48. oh, wait. Hang on. Yeah, I got that. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on, Benoit.
Sorry.
It's missing just like Benoit's tooth.
While we're here, let's just play some Benoit music while we do pay-per-view.
All right, well, you was asking Heavy Set what his fucking prediction was for the match, so move on.
Sorry, I can't hear you, Benoit. Heavy Set, what you got?
There's no holding me back.
Heavy Set, what you got, man?
New Day.
New Day. DRG.
First things first, I hate all of y'all for not tossing Adam Rose with Cesaro and Kidd for your toss this week.
Tyson, Kidd, and Cesaro are a fucking fantastic tag team.
Oh, they're great.
Good. Oh, my
they're
God.
Really
they're
good.
So good.
They have great chemistry together because it's all about the work, all about what they do in the ring.
Oh, it's so good.
But Adam Rose.
So bad.
Why?
So bad. So bad.
I wish they would put Curtis Axel with them before Adam Rose.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Curtis Axel will make a great third man. Anyway. What you got?
But my pick is New Day. That's
New Day? All right. Biohazard King.
I'm going to go opposite with Kidd and Cesaro.
Kidd and Cesaro.
And Butthole.
Oh, I'm not putting
Butthole on there.
Masters of the Butthole Universe.
Kidd Cesaro. Katie the First Lady.
Masters of the Whole Universe.
She likes it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead, Katie.
I'll say New Day.
New Day? I am going to go with, I really like saying New Day live in person, but I'm going to go with Kidd and Cesaro just because they're so good.
You're going to go with the white supremacist group?
Yep. I'm going to go with the white. Wayne.
I can't see Adam Rose getting a pay-per-view win, so it's going to have to be New Day.
New Day? Say it right, Wayne.
New Day.
Oh my God.
Wow. Need some positivity.
Hey.
That was miserable.
And the vigilante. What you got?
I'm going to go with New Day, but I can't, you know. Wayne brings up a fact that fucking can't see an Adam Rose pay-per-view win, but the guy's got an over 85% pay-per-view win rate, so, you know.
Does he really?
I'm the stat man, my friend.
Yeah, you're right. You are.
So,
I'm sorry.
So yeah. So I'm going to say New Day though. New Day this time.
Sorry,
right?
I forgot to announce before going into this pay per view. DRG is at 33.
Damn, do straight. I get plus points?
No, you don't. Heavy Sets at 27. I figured Heavy would say something after that. Wayne is a Baker is at 20.
New Day.
Wayne is a Baker's at 24. Devil Vamp's at 22. Deuce, deuce. Katie the First Lady is at 18. And Biohazard is at 15. And we can add Ant in here, and he is at 0.
No, because what about the points I won on second shift?
That doesn't count.
What? Y'all haven't had a second shift in 6 months.
We're not even sure what second shift is. That's why it's
like
called
that 48th episode.
That's why it's called second shift, buddy.
I heard second shift was going to move to a completely whole different network, and it was going to change shift numbers, but that's a different story.
Change shift.
Well, I'm not the owner of second shift. Maybe you should talk to the owner.
Yeah,
of that.
The owner is not here right now. All right, guys. Usos.
He is here. Just ain't fucking said.
Yeah,
fucking
you're right.
The last half hour.
Usos versus Mizdow and Miz and Mizdow. Heavy Set.
Wayne is the Paul Heyman of the podcast world.
He is.
No, Wayne is the FTW of this podcast.
No, Wayne don't like cucumbers. He likes marrows.
That's right.
If you'd have listened to anything.
Heavy goes, Set. Yeah. Heavy Set.
What was the match again?
Usos versus.
No, because we keep talking. I just want
to. Usos versus Miz and Mizdow.
Usos.
Really? Sorry, wrong thing. wrong minority. DRG.
Who's so crazy?
Who's so Biohazard King?
Oos.
Oh.
Katie the First Lady.
Yeah, the Usos are going to retain because the Miz and Mizdow are going to break up probably during the Rumble when Mizdow eliminates Miz.
I'm going with
Ooh,
Oos
are you putting
as well.
Points up on that?
Oh, am I allowed?
Yeah, you can put points on that.
All right, I'll put 2 points on that.
Didn't I
say that weeks ago?
I don't know, but that's some points right there, buddy.
No, said it on second shift about 3 months ago.
Did you really?
No. You said Rusev and Jack Swagger.
Well, let's see. No,
hey, shut the fuck up.
I'm finding that. I'm fucking finding that this week.
Find it then, bitch.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
I swear I'll rip your guts out and I'll eat them on the second shift podcast coming from the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Two points on
Oops. No, because we're not on Trending Topics Network.
Screw the freaking Trending Topics Network. I'll leave them on a boat flex.
Don't you get short with me, Wayne, because you're really, really short. And you get short with me.
Even though I'm 5'11 myself.
Wayne, is the best thing that you can bake, is it a shortcake?
That's pretty funny.
Shortbread cookies.
Shortbread cookies. Wayne is a baker. Uzos or Mizdow?
Usos.
Wow, Usos across the board so far. Antivigilante?
Fuck it, Mizdow.
Mizdow.
Have to be different.
You know, normally when you go different against this group, you're normally very wrong.
yeah, but I've got no fucking NFL points.
That's true, you don't have points.
I'm in a no-lose situation, so fuck it.
That's not true. Biohazard's almost caught up.
I'm 3 points away from Paige.
That's right. Paige and Natty versus the Bella Twins.
Hang on a minute. Isn't this the first fucking pay-per-view of the year? So shouldn't it be 0-0-0 across the board?
WrestleMania is the first. I mean, after WrestleMania is the first pay-per-view of the year.
Hey, Wayne.
We go on WWE calendar, not actual calendar.
Hey, Ant.
Yes, Dustin.
Anthony, how does going differently work out for you in NFL Easy Picks?
I come second out of 12.
He comes second out of 12. You guys sound like CM Punk and fucking Triple H calling each other fucking Anthony and
I'm the only one that actually has a real name on here. My real name.
Your real name's Katie?
I don't care.
Congratulations. There's like a million people named Katie.
My real name's Wayne, thank you.
I was about to say, wait a minute.
Wait
a minute.
Yes, he is a baker. He's still a baker.
And I'm the first lady on the show. So
she is.
You are the first lady on the show.
She's my first lady.
Shut the fuck up, man.
I'll be Meg.
So who got on the call first?
Katie.
The second lady.
No, Katie got on the call first.
No,
with Zop Meg in a private chat the whole time.
Oh, my God. Can we fucking move on from this? Paige and Natty versus the Bella Twins. Heavy Set.
I'm going to go with team. Me and Wayne have a boner.
Damn right they are.
Team. Team W and H.
Team Boner.
Oh, okay. I'll go with Team Boner. Team Boner. Team Boner. DRG.
Team can't see her and can see too much of her.
Team Bella.
No. Paige, because she blends into the mat, and Natty, because apparently she's thick.
Sorry. Team Boner it is. Biohazard King. Say it.
Team Boner.
Team Boner. Katie the First Lady.
Well, obviously, this match is happening because Nikki's hurt. She has a strained hamstring, so there's no Divas title on the line.
Team Boner.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the Bellas on this one.
What? Okay.
Team, you know what? You know what?
I'm going with Team Boner, Wayne.
What, love?
Huh?
Wayne.
Hey, love.
I think Wayne. That's going to be Bellas.
Bella.
Bella's going to ball.
Ant.
I say Bella's going to fall.
Ant, what you got? Team Boner or Team Bella?
Team, get the fuck off my TV before I have an aneurysm.
So both.
Which one's that one?
Team Bella, yeah.
I'll go Bella.
All right, that's almost split in the middle, guys. Outlaws versus the Ascension. Which one? Heavyset. Heavyset, you're up first.
Ridiculous match of the night.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Heavyset.
What was the match again?
Are you on fucking old school at the movies? Outlaws versus the Ascension.
Sure. I'm trying to get something ready, but I'm going to go with Outlaws.
Outlaws. DRG?
Freaking Kratos face.
Ascension. Biohazard King.
The Ascension.
Ascension. Katie the First Lady.
I preferred the APA in this match because JBL can still deliver a clothesline.
Jesus Christ, can he ever.
I'm going with Ascension, too.
Ascension. Devil Vamp is going with the Ascension. Wayne.
I'd have to probably go Ascension.
Ascension. Ant.
No way Ascension's losing middle push.
Ascension.
Push? They just got buried.
All right. And then I'm going to give a plus 10.
When did they get buried?
I'm going to give.
You didn't watch this week.
I am going to give a plus 10 to anyone that guesses the exact person that's going to win the Royal Rumble.
Roman Reigns, thanks. Cheers, bye.
Reigns for Ant. All right, Reigns for Ant. Heavy set.
You fucking play that in front of me, you cunt.
Brie Bella's going to win the Royal Rumble.
Oh my God. Ant is reaching for the wine as we speak.
I'm going to fuck.
He wishes he could.
I'm going to go Roman Reigns.
Reigns. All right, DRG.
What a rush.
They're not in it.
Roman Reigns.
Wow.
Everybody's going to say Roman Reigns.
Biohazard.
Everybody's going to say Roman Reigns.
You're saying
Reigns,
too? I wanted
to say Dolph Ziggler so bad.
Reigns it is. Katie the First Lady.
Before I say that, could I wager a point in who I guess is the final four?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Final four. Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, Dolph Ziggler.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that would be my last four as well.
Bryan. And my winner, and the winner I picked.
Wait, hang on. Reigns, Bryan, what?
Ziggler and Orton.
So no Ambrose, no Wyatt, no anybody else. Just those. It's going to be all faces.
It's got to be some heel.
Who's going to win? Katie, the First Lady.
It's got to be heel.
Roman Reigns.
Reigns.
See, everybody picked Roman Reigns, so everybody's going to get 10 points.
Vamp's going for Bryan.
Or we're all going to lose 10 points.
No, Bryan. He never said nothing about losing.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't say that. Wayne. Vamp's going for Bryan. Wayne.
I'm going down to Bryan.
Bryan.
I think Sheamus is going to return. And
they can't have Roman Reigns.
Reigns is not going to win.
No. Here's my 2-point wager, okay?
All right.
Sheamus is going to return and eliminate Daniel Bryan.
The final four.
You've been listening to second shift too much.
I wouldn't go final four, but he's going to eliminate Daniel Bryan.
I think he's going to be in there instead of Randy Orton. I think it'll be Daniel Bryan and... Yeah.
Can I put a wager on just for a bullshit point?
Yeah, sure. Why not? He doesn't have any points, but I'll let him put a wager on. That's fine. Just for shits and giggles.
No, this is just for shits and giggles. Yeah, Big Show eliminates Cesaro.
Oh, really?
That would be funny.
Yeah.
I have a question, though. There was a video of Sheamus from The Fallout on their YouTube channel, and Sheamus says that I don't think he's cleared to wrestle yet. He says he's out indefinitely, so...
Of course
Sheamus is.
Yeah, that's what
it's a work. Right.
That's not your.
Kayfabe.
I don't know if it's a work or.
Katie, that's not that's not your fucking problem. That's Biohazard's problem. He just wagered it.
I know.
And he's
I'm just
stick by
letting it know, be known. That's fine. And whatever happens, happens.
When me and Vampy are going, yes, yes.
Does anybody else want to wager a point on the Rumble or anything or any other match before I go to the main one? What you want, DRG? Yes.
I want to wager 5 points.
On what?
On the fact that.
No.
Dolph Ziggler will not win the Rumble.
No.
Yes!
No.
That's my wager.
No.
All right, fam, can I do another one?
What you want?
Can I
what
do
you
another
want?
Bullshit
What you
point?
Want, fake point
the,
one?
The Kofi Kingston's going to do a crazy...
Yeah, yeah, we're not... Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ant. Thank you, Ant.
Can I wager 3 points?
On what, Wayne?
RVD to take part in the Royal Rumble.
If you count his and you don't count mine, that's bullshit.
All right,
you are
fine.
Just mad because I am smart about how I wager my points.
Shut up, DRG.
My final four, it's going to be CM Punk.
How many points? How many points, Heavy? How many points?
Sorry. CM Punk, Andre the Giant, Macho Man, and Chris Benoit.
Is that on WWE 2K15?
How many points you want, Heavy?
-5.
Okay, that's what I thought. Is anybody else want to seriously wager something?
I want to wager the RVD one.
No,
you
can't.
Do want the RVD?
No. I was like, if you do RVD, I'm going
to
do
if he wants to do the RVD one, just let him.
No, if you want to wager, if you
want to
shut the fuck up. If you want to do something specific, I will allow it. If you don't, fuck off.
The RVD should count. The
no.
RVD one is a risk. It's
no, it's
a risk
not.
That's worth taking.
No, it's not.
The Blue Mini. God damn it.
Jesus Christ. All right, have Biohazard. How many do you want on Blue Mini?
Two points on Blue Mini.
Blue Mini? This is Blue Mini.
2 points on Blue Mini to do what?
To be in the Rumble.
Get smashed in the face by JBL like it did 10 years ago.
The Blue World Order will make their WWE return.
Well, Biohazard just lost 2 points. Brock versus... No, you don't. Shut up. Jesus fucking Christ.
Have I got my RVD one?
No, you do not.
Why?
Right, moving on.
What is RVD going to do, Wayne?
He's going to walk down the aisle.
No, I don't care about that. What's RVD going to do?
Stand in the ring and then get knocked out.
Is he going to do...
I mean, technically, he would be kind of a surprise entrant because he's not...
He would be.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, he's kind of the borderline because, I mean, you have the regular superstars who are on the roster. You have the ones who aren't making the...
I will make it fair. Look, okay, fine. I will make it fair. DRG, are you okay with that?
No, I already told you. You can let Wayne. Mine's a BS because there's a better chance that Dolph Ziggler does not win than RVD randomly showing up.
Wayne,
so
how many points, Wayne?
5.
3.
3?
I have 2 on the Blue Meanie, so I don't care.
Yeah, you're about to lose some fucking 2 points right there, buddy.
He shows up. Fuck you.
About the Dudley Boys or Sting showing up?
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay. All right. Heavy set. Brock versus Cena versus Seth Rollins. This is the tough one.
Cena.
DRG.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. And how?
I got to go with Cena.
C Nation. DRG's a part of it. Biohazard.
Let's do this.
Brock Lesnar. Katie the First Lady.
You know, I can't see Brock Lesnar not at WrestleMania without the title, so I'll say Brock.
Brock Lesnar. Devil Vamp is saying, God damn, you know I'm skipping me. Wayne?
John Cena for all of about 2 minutes.
Do you want to wager something on that?
Fuck you, Wayne.
Does anybody want to wager a cash in?
Me.
What do you want to do?
Just 1 point.
1 point on cash-in?
Can I wager 1 point?
Speaking of cash-in, I think Wayne wants to bet one, Mr. Cash-in.
DRG?
I want to wager 1 point that Paul Heyman sides with Seth Rollins.
Ooh.
Talk about Paul Heyman turn.
Paul Heyman sides with Seth Rollins.
I like that.
That's a good call.
It's just 1 point that I'm wagering, but I want to see it happen, so I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
All right.
Or your points.
Yeah, but so you're only putting 1 point out there, buddy. You've only bet 1 point so far.
Yeah, it's because you shot down my five-pointer that I was going to bank and then take this one as a risk for another 5 points.
No, listen.
I was going to risk 5 points on this and get the 5 points banked for that one because it wasn't going to happen. So this one, if I did lose it, it was going to be nothing. But if I would have won it, that's 10 fucking points.
You ever seen Whose Line Is It Anyway, Ant?
Jesus
You're in first place because of bullshit wages.
Yeah, you ever seen Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes, I
have. That's exactly what this is. Anybody else want to wager on Paul Heyman turning or a cash in?
I love the idea, but I won't do a point on it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Nope.
Okay.
Even if the points don't matter and I got bullshit wages, I'm still in first place.
The points are going to matter after WrestleMania because there's going to be at least a T-shirt on the line, if not a DVD, after WrestleMania.
After Mania.
After Mania. That's when the new year starts. Ant, Brock versus Cena versus Seth.
I just personally, on a personal note, I don't think you can lose the streak 1 year and then not be the champion the next WrestleMania. That's just, maybe it's my own neuroses that's bringing that into play. But if you win the streak, next year you should be the champion. And that's why I see Brock being champion into WrestleMania.
I absolutely agree. Brock, for me as well.
I agree with you, Ann, but I think the great thing about the way they set up this match, there is a handful of different outcomes that they can go.
There is, yeah.
And it be legitimate and not some crazy hokey-dokey fan fiction type storyline. It is something that can work. And I believe what you're saying has weight, but personally I think they're going to probably go a different direction. I think it's all because of the UFC shift.
I don't know. I just don't know this time. And that intrigues me. That makes me excited that I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the title. I just don't know. It could be Cashin, it could be Cena, it could be Seth, it could be Brock, it could be any of them.
Undertaker is going to get his win back at Mania.
I mean, it's one of those.
I don't think that's gonna fucking
happen. One of those legitimate triple threat matches where you speak to three different people and they've literally got three different answers, yeah. and that's what wrestling's about. When you can have a conversation with your friends about an outcome and you've all got a different answer and you all give your opinion on the answer, and that's what I love about this industry. That's what I love about wrestling.
All right, going over picks again. Heavy Set has New Day, Cena, Usos, Team Boner, Outlaws, Reigns, and then plus one on a cash in. DRG has a New Day, Cena, Usos, Team Boner, Ascension, Reigns, plus one on Heyman turn. Biohazard has has Kid and Cesaro, Brock, Usos, Team Boner, Ascension, Reigns, plus two on Sheamus, eliminating Bryan, plus two on Blue Meanie and Rumble. I don't know what the fuck he's lost his mind on that. Katie the First Lady has New Day, Brock, Usos, Bella, Ascension, Reigns, plus two on the mix, on the elimination of Miz. Let me fix that. Miz, eliminating Mizdow.
No, I said Mizdow eliminating Miz.
Oh, Mizdow eliminating Miz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get that right then. Mizdow eliminate Miz. I apologize, Katie. That's why I go over these. And then we have plus one on Reigns, Bryan, Ziggler, and Orton being the last four in the Royal Rumble. Devil Vamp has Kid and Cesaro, Brock, Usos, Team Boner, Ascension, and Bryan. Wayne has New Day, Cena, Usos, Bella, Ascension, Bryan, and plus three on RVD shows up. Ant has New Day, Brock, Miz, Bella, Ascension, Reigns, and Big Show eliminates Cesaro. Everybody good?
Yep.
Once again, the standings going into Royal Rumble is DRG is 33, Heavy Set's at 27, Wayne is Baker's at 24, Devil Vamps at 22, Katie the First Lady is at 15, Katie the First Lady is at 18, Biohazard is at 15, and Ant is at 0.
Why am I 0? That's not
fair.
Because you're at 0. Yeah. Biohazard started
DRG
at 0.
DRG's talking to me.
What?
Katie, God damn it. If Ms. Dow does throw Ms. over, that is going to be one of the loudest pops of the night. I hope it turns about, because that's going to be a great moment.
I completely agree with Katie. Yeah, I honestly think that might happen.
That'd be fantastic, dude.
I hope it does.
I really do hope it does.
That'd be a great WrestleMania match as well.
Yeah, it will be.
I really would love to see that.
All right. We are done with that. Now we're moving on to... And now it's time for...
Wayne's
Wonderland. All right, Wayne, tell us some stories and we will tell you if they are bullshit or not.
Man, this is a long episode tonight.
It is right. A very
fucking long, is. Long it's episode of satire,
too, buddy.
There's been some talk of Daniel Bryan entering the Royal Rumble at number one spot, likely announced after he defeats Kane on SmackDown this week. That way he either wins from that spot or goes a really long way and then get a ton of heat on the heel that eliminates him. Let's just hope if they go that route, they don't do what they did to CM Punk last year.
Well, that's a different thing.
Sheamus.
Well,
why? Does he have a staph infection?
Z-Pack, buddy. That'll cure that shit right up.
I can see them making him number one.
They're not going to make him number one. I don't think.
And eliminated by Sheamus, and I will win 2 points.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I don't think they're going to make him number one. Anybody else think they're going to make him number one?
No, it'd be like 22 or some bullshit like that.
I think so, yeah. It's going to be like mid-card, Katie.
Yeah.
I'd rather
see Dolph come in at number one.
I would either that, Ryback, or the three guys like Rowan, Ryback, and Dolph coming in as like 1, 2, and 3.
That'd be but Roman Reigns, so you could eliminate Ryback. Everyone.
It's not going to be Roman Reigns.
He'll eliminate 29.
Jesus Christ, Wayne. You want to suck some more fucking Reigns dick?
I suck Ryback, believe but not that. Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
he don't want to hear my fucking call next week.
Believe that, Heavy. What else you got, Rain suck, Dick Sucker, motherfucker? What else you got?
A name being thrown around as a possible surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble is Diamond Dallas Page.
And the blue.
Oh, what, is he going to be wearing a Bullet Club t-shirt?
The blue meanie.
Yeah. Grow up. Whoever wrote that, grow up.
PW Insider, what? That was.
Why is that a stretch?
What do you mean, why is that a stretch? Really?
The big deal.
Listen, that's not a bad thing. That's a good
that's
thing.
A good thing. Listen to me. Who was the person that, whenever they inducted Jake the Snake Roberts, people said, man, he looks really good. He looks like he's in good shape. I can see for a legend that they're trying to bring in for a one-off appearance.
I think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame this year as well, Diamond Dallas Page.
I can definitely see it.
Yes, he will for his work with Scott Hall and Jake the Snake.
Bollocks. I can't see it.
I can see it. I don't think it's that far of a stretch. Do I think it will happen? And do I think that this report is accurate because they're in the know? No, not in the least. But
hear me now, believe me later.
Exactly. Nah. I can see Diamond Dallas Page going in, being in the Rumble.
I think that's, yeah, a terrible call, but okay.
You're drunk at 4 a.m., so you can't really comment.
Well, you're just prejudiced against Diamond Dallas Page because he got to bang Kimberly.
No, I just think it's a complete... I think Diamond Dallas Page is going a completely different route on his own. Why the fuck would we need to do such a thing?
He could still compete. It's no mama's yoga.
What? No, he's trying to set up his own fucking wrestling company, my friend.
Who is?
He's Diamond Dallas Page.
Booker T has his own wrestling company, my friend.
Yeah, but that's completely different. Booker T has been affiliated with the WWE ever for the last 15, 20 years.
He hasn't. He's in TNA.
Yeah, he wrestled TNA.
For the past 15 fucking years, mate.
Oh, yeah, let's use my fucking British accent against me, you Texas cunt. Let's see how that works.
This is last week all over again.
That was perfect. No, that's much, much more coherent.
No, I'm saying that DDP has certainly moved away from that. He's trying to start his own company. He's gone to Japan.
He's already started his own company.
To do the Bullet Club. You know, he's going a different route.
Well, I will tell...
Hold on. Are you sure you're not talking about Jeff Jarrett?
That's who I think he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because Jarrett is up on politics.
Are you talking about Jarrett? Are you talking about Jarrett?
I'm talking about Jeff Jarrett. Fuck you.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Y'all keep burying yourself, buddy.
I apologize, Ed. You called me a cunt.
Because I apologize,
and I'll go and do some yoga.
Okay. Well, I own the DDP yoga.
Ant the vigilante to Ant the apologizer.
I will apologize and go do some yoga right now. I'm sorry.
How do your toes taste? Because I'm pretty sure they're down in your stomach right about now.
Look who's talking, dude.
Hey, this said nothing on last week, so...
That's true. All right, anyway, Wayne, what's next?
The New Age Outlaws may be sticking around after Royal Rumble to run a series of matches with the Ascension.
If Billy Gunn looks like that, keeps going, I believe it.
No.
They did last year with the Usos.
No. Fucking no. Billy Gunn was amazing.
Oh, you didn't know?
Your ass better call somebody.
You better call Vince McMahon and tell him to get the fuck off the TV.
Yeah, no shit.
Can you tell me and explain to me how the New Age Outlaws are going to make the Kratos face look dominant or whatever they're trying to do with them?
It's going to be a lot of triple tag team matches.
We're better than the Legion of Doom.
No, you're not. You suck ass.
The APA is a destructive, full force, in your face tag team.
Yep.
If they want to put over the Ascension as that kind of a tag team, the New Age Outlaws were never that.
Nope.
They were clever. They were cunning. Mm. They weren't the bruisers.
Nope.
APA does more for them than NOA will ever do.
But Ron Simmons is retired, man.
In AO.
But the thing is, I think the New Age Outlaws are known a little bit more for their in-ring work. I mean, granted, they're witty and everything. But when I think the APA, the Acolytes, whatever, I think of backstage segments.
I do, too.
That
and the clothesline. The clothesline from hell.
I think of them Smash Mouth style, because I remember them in Ministry of Darkness days, and I remember them as that tag team that could legit hurt you, because that's how they were billed as. So, yeah, I get the backstage segment scenes and them playing cards and smoking cigars.
Yeah, playing cards.
But they were the legit, if you step out of line and somebody hires the APA, they're going to go take your head off.
Yep. Wait, next one.
Dolph Ziggler lost the Intercontinental title because WWE was upset with him about booking an improv comedy booking without the approval of WWE.
Bullshit.
Fuck right the hell off.
Yep.
He's been doing stand-up for years.
Yeah, it's not true.
They know about it. Yeah. No. Meltzer or Mets fan 64 or Dolphin or whoever the fuck sent that fan report in is
idiotic. Dustin Hall.
Yes, because I would do that.
It's bullshit, you know? Wayne. That's bullshit. That's total bullshit. He's been doing stand-up for years. He's been retweeting at midnight for fucking the entire year. He's gold on fucking Twitter. If you're not following Dolph Ziggler on Twitter, you should, because he's funny.
He is funny.
Yeah, he's not fucking that funny.
And Wayne,
okay,
we're not
I just said he was funny,
this up.
Off, cunt.
Wayne, what? it's a good talking point to bring up, so don't think that we're telling
I'm
you to fuck
cunt,
off.
I'm a cunt, because it's Dolph Ziggler.
No, you're a cunt just because you're an asshole.
I was doing an impression of you.
Oh, yeah. Wayne, what you got?
Last one here, sort of. Adam Cole of Ring of Honor and Crimson of TNA Notori. Two names that have been rumored and close to sign with WWE in the near future. Well, Heavy should have asked him because they're best mates from a couple of weeks ago.
Yep, that's my boy.
Is he close to signing with WWE?
As far as I understand about the rumor that I read was he's been offered a deal. He's just yet to accept it.
Why would you not accept it?
It's just he's yet to accept it. It's basically they're interested, they're offering it to him, and they're probably working everything out.
Okay.
Negotiations.
Right.
Patterson needs to suck someone off.
You never take the first offer.
Biohazard.
He did.
No. He was like, never take the first dollar, always take the next.
Wayne, you love cock.
That was the best way to end that segment.
That's the best ever. Biohazard, you got anything to add to?
There was one story that I read, Wayne, that I'm surprised you didn't get to. It's the rumor that. It's more on the power struggle between Triple H and Vince, and
they're having meetings together.
If they're having, if Triple H takes over, he wants to push for the TV 14 rating.
Yes, I even heard that, Heavy, and I never hear any rumors.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Anybody else?
I heard people talking about that the other day, that I was going to go back to TV 14, and I thought, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, isn't that what NXT is? Isn't NXT TV 14?
That's whatever they want, because it's on the network.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
I can see Triple H wanting to push for that, and I it's a believable rumor, but I don't, because in all honesty, I don't think there's anybody involved in WWE that's so high up that if Triple H and Vince McMahon are meeting with each other, you're going to need like Stephanie or Linda as your source. I don't think that that's public knowledge to everybody in that building. I think that's something that's done behind closed doors, as it should be.
It's probably true.
I don't see anybody having that knowledge. So
while I think it probably is happening, I don't think that the source that they're using is accurate. I think it's
well, much. I mean, he could have either talked to Sean, which he talks to a lot, or he could have talked to Billy or Road Dog, which he talks to a lot because they do. They're like his go. They're like his go boys. So, right.
But do you think that they're going out to the dirt sheets?
They are, and they are his go boys.
You really think that?
No, they are his dude. If you watch his fucking DVD, it shows Billy and fucking Road Dogg sitting there waiting for Triple H to like tell them what to do next.
I'm just saying, like, in probably all seriousness, they're probably the people that actually run that business are people you'll never ever see in your life.
No, that's true, absolutely true. I'm not saying they're running it. I'm saying that they're going to Triple H, going, "What can I do for you?" And Triple H is going, "Go do this, go do that, go tell this person, go tell that person," you know, doing stuff like that. I know Road Dogg is with them every fucking day they travel. I know that because I follow Road Dogg on Twitter because he sends out that.
I know they do a job backstage. I don't know how serious that job backstage is.
Most of Billy's stuff that I understand is all training. He's always in NXT training. That's why he's in such good shape.
Yeah, Road Dogg was
training's one thing. Being
Road Dogg was part of creative in and out is another thing.
Yes, Wayne just said Road Dogg was part of creative in SmackDown.
Hey, can I say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly pray to God that 5, 6, 10 years down the road when Vince retires, that it's finally revealed that Triple H was behind the cranky Vince account.
That would be I can tell you perfect. Right now, I know DRG, I don't think Vince is going to retire ever.
That's fine, but I just hope whatever he's not in power and Trips is in power, I hope that's one of the first leaks that comes out. Oh, Triple H is actually the account owner for Cranky Vince.
Cranky Vince was JBL, wasn't it?
That was the rumor behind that JBL was doing it. And then there was also like Kevin Dunn was one of the ones that was rumored, and then one of the writers like Goldsmith or Goldblum or whatever.
Wayne, are you a grumpy cat?
I wish I was, because Paige stroked.
Because you're grumpy cunt.
Biohazard, anything to add to Wayne's news?
Nothing that's notable, anyway.
Okay. All right,
nothing about the Del Rio.
He got nothing.
Nothing. All right, Wayne.
Like, Del Rio signed with Lucha Underground is what all I've heard.
Yeah, I don't care.
Not about the offer of 400,000 for minimal dates.
I fucking can't stand Del Rio.
Was it from Lucha Underground or TNA?
No. There was a rumor floating around that TNA had offered Del Rio 400 grand for a minimal amount of dates, which I can't tell you how many shows that would be.
Why don't you like Del Rio?
I can't stand fucking Del Rio. I don't think he's worth anything.
Why don't you like him?
I just don't like him.
You mean El Patron?
Yeah.
Are you racist?
No, I'm not Vamp. Racist. I just don't like him.
He is.
Vamp.
Do you want him to come around and do your washing up for
him? I was like, yeah, he's
excuse
fucking
is. Me, Biohazard?
Every day. Ching Chong, yeah.
Just because I'm racist versus one group of people doesn't mean I'm racist versus another group of people.
What you're saying, you're racist against my wife. Brilliant. This is going out. And see what Amy thinks of you.
I didn't say anything about anybody. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what what that is. I don't even know what you're talking about.
And now time for the email.
That's right. And now it's time for
Wayne.
Oh shit. That was wrong. That was right. It's supposed to be this one.
May I have your attention, please? I am here to fuck up your emails.
All right, Wayne, let's hear some fucked up emails.
That's my shit, dog.
This first one comes from Chung Lee, and it says, Hong Chong Ching, Ching Chong Chong.
Let's see who it is from.
Well, Amy, if you're going to send us an email, send us an email.
Oh, that was... Hey, yo, so for this week in pro wrestling history, I present you the following. January 19th, 1992, WWF held the Royal Rumble in Albany, New York.
Albany.
The Royal Rumble match.
Albany.
Who gives a shit? Stupid. What's this? Ric Flair would go on to win the Royal Rumble. Stupid site said Hogan won, but I know Flair was the winner. Woo.
Flair
actually
won.
Added to it.
Yeah, Flair won the Royal Rumble and the championship.
How you doing?
He needed that pat on his back, didn't he? Well done, Carter.
Yeah, he did.
January 19th, 2007, Bam Bam Bigelow passed away at the age of 45 from an overdose.
And then he depresses us.
How you doing? How you doing?
January 23rd, 1984. This one's even more depressing. Hulkamania officially begins with Hulk Hogan defeating the Iron Sheik in Madison Square Garden to capture the WWF Championship. Hogan would go on to become one of the most recognizable faces of the 1980s and as the entire industry of pro wrestling.
How you doing, brother?
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, how How you doing?
Why is his entrance about Yokozuna's bonsai drop? What?
His thumb's crashing down and it hurts inside. about
That's exactly what I thought about what you just said. Let's go.
Smoking bongs?
Yeah, exactly what that is.
January 24th, 1998, WCW held sold out in Trotwood.
Trotwood.
I'm not looking at the emails, dude. You got
in the main event, Lex Luger defeated Randy Savage.
How you doing?
How you doing?
January 24th, 2004, longtime figurehead for the WWF, Jack Tunney, passed away at the age of 68 after suffering a heart attack.
Jack Tunney.
Tunney.
Is it Tunney?
Can you not fucking correct me if you're going
to I'm not reading it. I'm not reading it.
I remember the early 90s, my friend.
No, I thought it was... I always thought it was pronounced Tutty.
Hey, Vamp.
That's your wubby.
Hey, Vamp.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Hey, is that it for Kata?
No.
Okay.
January 25th, 2004, WWE held the Royal Rumble in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In the main events, Brock Lesnar defeated... Brock Lesnar defended the WWE Championship against Hardcore Holly. Triple H fought Shawn Michaels to draw to retain the World Heavyweight Championship. And Chris Benoit was declared winner of the Royal Rumble match.
Good job, Ant.
Kata out.
Hey, Kata, I want to change it.
I won.
Kata, I won't. Go
let
ahead.
Go ahead, Dirk.
Jesus
Christ. That email was about as entertaining as that movie trailer I watched. You know what it was called?
Shit.
It was called the LAWFT Loft.
I didn't get it.
No, there's a movie trailer for a movie called The Loft. That was horrible.
It's running about 5 days up in week three.
All right. So, Kata, I want to change your emails. I want to stop the history because it's really honestly either depressing or it's really boring. So change it up, and I want something else, Kata. So surprise me next week, okay?
Hey, Vamp.
Yeah.
All right. Someone do a favor for you. You tell them to piss off.
I didn't tell them to piss off. I just told them to change it.
You know what I mean?
Just about me. He's going to send an email that says, I hate Vamp.
It probably will be, but I honestly don't care.
Vamp.
What?
Read the text chat.
Oh, I gotcha.
Cat will do the emails just about me.
Remove this.
On this week, on the second shift, Katie won her very first killer. On this week, she won her very first trivia.
Wayne, what's the next one?
I've just took off the screen. Let me go back. I was too busy playing. Right, it's Mr. Anderson. Go on, Ant.
Where's my nickel?
Does he like nickels up his arsehole?
Yeah, well done. You got there in the end.
It's just like you're... I think that's what you said when you were missing the episode last week. I'm pretty sure. What are you talking about?
He says every week.
Yeah, I think that's what he says every week. I don't know.
Maybe you should fucking listen to Second Shift, you come.
Second Shift hasn't been up for 2 weeks.
Do you want me to?
Give it time.
All right. Moving on, please. Moving on.
Hello, boys and Katie.
Hello, hi, Andy.
Hello.
Did the Hall of Fame panel really give the answer to who they think would win the Royal Rumble?
What?
Or were their answers scripted?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Heavy.
Is that Andy Anderson?
No, it's fucking heavy.
Come on, Jason.
Ring.
Oh, Jason.
Oh,
Jason. Pick up the phone, Jason.
Anyway, sorry. Sorry.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fucking Andy. Come on, Andy. What you got?
Did the Hall of Fame really give the answer to who they think should win the Royal Rumble? Or were their answers scripted? If their answers were not scripted, I'd have thought Shawn Michaels would have said his boy Daniel Bryan. And if their answers were scripted, I thought one of the answers would have been Roman Reigns. And I say, what a swerve, Andy.
I don't think they're...
What do you guys think? Shut up. What do you guys think? That has been my nickel. Double A.
Okay. Thank you, Double A. By the way, your nickel sound on the AWWIR, the All Weekend Review,
All Wrestling Week in Review.
AWWIR.
I shortened it. What do you want me to do? I shortened it. AWWIR, the All Wrestling Weekend.com review.
All Week in Review. We're not reviewing everything. Come on.
I just want to say your nickel sound is not a nickel. It's a quarter. I'm just saying.
He's already said that. We've established this.
Oh, he has?
Why are you telling him something that he's already said?
I forgot about that. I didn't know if he said that or not.
I don't care.
There you go, Heavy. Thank you.
Hey, Wayne, when you say fuck off, devil, you sound like a Koopa Troopa.
What's a Koopa Troopa?
From Mario Brothers. Shut up, devil.
Shut up, devil.
Too young he is.
He is too
young. I was always a Sonic boy.
Shut up, devil.
I want to know if we give Wayne a mushroom, whether he'll get taller or not.
He won't. He'll just get high.
I want him to have the frog suit.
Or the cat suit.
What was Annie's question again?
I've turned the screen off now. Jesus. Were the panel's answers scripted?
The panel's answers were not scripted. Katie?
No, I don't think
it was.
Shut up, Wayne. I wasn't asking you. Katie?
I don't think they were, because I think they would have all said Roman Reigns.
Heavy set?
I think it's scripted. TV show. Come on.
Ant.
Whoa.
Were the answers scripted or not, you fucking cunt?
Please stop saying that word.
DRG.
Please quit saying that word.
What word?
The C word. It's not funny.
The C word? The C word?
Yeah, Cowboys?
Yeah, Cowboys?
It is
Kryptonite.
That's K.
That's K. It's scripted. You know why? Because they're trying to give the illusion that Roman Reigns isn't going to win, because he is going to win.
I would agree there.
Yeah. Biohazard agrees. Wayne, last one.
You weren't talking to me, son.
I just said Wayne.
I think it's scripted.
We should.
Why am I the only one? Why is me and Katie the only one that thinks that it's not scripted?
Because Katie's always wrong, so.
Ooh, yep. Wow. Holy shit.
No, Katie is whoa.
Excuse you. I'm one of the most intelligent people on this show.
That's not saying a lot, though, is it?
Wayne.
Katie is good with remembering facts that have already happened.
I don't know.
Sure is a little sketchy.
I don't know what the fuck made you say that, Wayne, but you were wrong.
Look at the predictions board.
The predictions are a different thing than fucking... Never mind. Okay.
Fucking hell.
Katie, whatever you say, I agree with whatever you say. All right. Is that it, Wayne?
Let's go back to Short House.
Cerebral Assassin.
Love you too, Katie.
Wayne, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, best of the week, Wayne.
That's about the long and short of it, I think.
For real. It's best, definitely short of it.
Shorten that segment.
My best of the week was Sting, so I'm not going to bore you with that again. So I want to ask Doug a TNA question, please.
what you got, Wayne?
What did you think of the stupid way they had commentary on TNA this week, with them being in a box somewhere in Tennessee, and then they kept branching across like it was a highlight show, like them just casually walking around the corridors going, yes, that was fun, given all that shit.
You know, the call that I sent in had something to do with this. It is overproduced and annoying. I like that they showed Taz at the beginning smoking a cigar saying, hey, we're in Tennessee, but they don't have to cut to the split screens and all the other excess stuff that they did. But I got into a good conversation this week with somebody that was saying the same thing. Oh, that's horrible. How dare they? They're admitting that they're not live and then trying to act like they are live and yada, yada, yada. Excuse me. If I remember
now. You know, he just woke me up, you cunt.
His I was asleep then.
That's like a punch.
His pyrotechnics just
annoying. I was trying to get to the mute button and I couldn't. I'm sorry. If I remember correctly, there used to be this debate that TNA tries to act live when everybody knows that they're not, and a lot of fans would get upset and pissed off about it. And my logic behind not wanting them to do things differently from that is, the moment that you admit that you're not live, you break the illusion. And once you do that, even though you're giving some of the fans that are vocal about quit acting like you're live, you're giving them what they want, they're going to turn around and bitch, because now you have to overproduce it to remind people that you're not there. And that just comes across as so disingenuous. It annoyed me. It's not the worst thing that was on that show. If you ask me, there was a couple of other flaws that were a little bit worse. But if they do it moving forward, I ask that they don't do the cut scenes so much. Yes, the debut happened. We know that they're in Nashville. That's fine. You don't have to constantly go back and forth between that.
Oh, if they're going to carry on with the production the way they were, I don't know what I'll do, because that really took me out, the fact that they kept going off with cameras for the most pointless of bits that could have ended to an end
they
of a
said,
match.
They said they were going to do a more reality-based show, and that's what what you have to do with reality.
It's like looking for Lashley in his room. Fair enough. Leave it to the end of the match. I know they're trying to make that live feel that, during the match, go and have a look. It was just rubbish. What the hell was that bit with the two cameramen standing outside in the cold going, cool, it's a bit cold out here, isn't it? And then Manic goes, come in. I think they said this on the law. Turn around and go, what happened if Manic never come to the door then? Are they just going to film cameramen doing Jaff all?
Yeah, because a television show is really going to do that, just film cameramen doing nothing.
Took me out.
I liked all of it. In my opinion, I agree with the whole cutting in the middle of the match. You didn't have to do that. You could have done it after the match. The fact that they weren't there, it felt more like they were commentating on the show as it was going, rather than seeing that that's what they're doing instead of just believing that they're doing it live, made more sense to me, and I enjoyed it.
One more before I'll shut up and let you go back to best of the week. Did you guys think of the EC3 bit taking over the booth?
Loved
was
it.
That funny
that
or
was,
not?
That was gold.
Loved it.
It was good.
The one complaint that I have about that, I think that EC3 should have walked in and said, hey, my aunt runs this company, John Gaburik. You need to get your fat ass out of here. Let him just straight bully him. He didn't need to ask, what's this? Can I sit here? Because Aunt Dee thinks I should learn new things. He didn't have to suck up to Gaburik. He should have just played the power play and then had Tyrus bully out Matt Conway. But to introduce some of the new cameras that they're trying to show, that was one of the more clever ways that they did it. And so I was happy with them introducing the GoPro cam that way.
There we go. I just want to have a chat about the production, which we have done, so I know the devil will come back and take over his show.
Wayne, I got a question for you. Were you okay with the shaky cam up close zooming in and out shots?
No, I was not.
It just makes it feel lower class. I prefer a more smoother effect, personally.
I like the up close whenever they were doing the chops with Aries and Low-Key. I didn't mind that, but whenever you have a cameraman that's got that free hand and it's shaky like that, that was the biggest complaint with production that I had from them. I didn't mind them, doing their Lashley bits because they're trying to create drama, and even though they had already created that drama at the first of the show by Lashley not coming out, it was still them trying to do what a TV show is supposed to do, create drama and suspense. But that shaky cam annoyed
me. If I want to watch lower production stuff, I can go on and see just pure wrestling with lower production. The reason that TNA should set out different is because they've got, it's debatable whether or not you can call it a big TV deal now, but they're one of the few that have got reputation for having a TV deal, and they should try and use it rather than try and regress back and copy other companies that ain't got the resources and need to do it that way.
See, that's not, other companies aren't doing that, and you say it's low budget, but look at movies nowadays. Movies like Taken and movies like The Hunger Games, that's, the shaky cam is evident in those things, so I wouldn't necessarily say that's a lower budget style. It's just more of the reality style that they're going for, and I didn't like it. I agree with you.
I think movies is like a style of movie, where wrestling is, if you're filming a product, it just makes it look lower. Because, do you know what I mean? It's not all cameraman run down the aisle to try and catch some impromptu action. It's just, do you know what I mean? It just makes it look lower, where films is trying to be like live running with it and stuff.
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we're used to trying to view wrestling as a live program. And because that's programmed in our mind for so long that, hey, this is live, anything can happen. Whenever you have something new, like with Lucha Undergrounds and their cinematic scenes, there are certain things that are really cool that they can do post-production. And then there's certain other things that they try post-production that just doesn't work. The GoPro segment, I think, worked. The split screens and the shaky cam, I don't think worked at all.
We're done now, Bevel.
That's heavy, okay. This bitch. Right.
I'm sorry. I was just waking up. Katie, the first lady.
My best of the week is just Raw overall. I thought it was a good show. Good go-home show for the Royal Rumble. And I'm excited to see what happens this Sunday. I think it's going to be really good.
All right. Heavy set.
Well, first off, my best of the week was winning $50 when the Seattle Seahawks beat the shit out of the Green Bay Packers. Oh, wrong show. All right.
Wrong show.
For me, the best of the week, because I haven't got to watch obviously much wrestling, but all the announcements that have been coming out of AIW out of the past week, of they got three events coming up. One is literally called I Choose You.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. It is taken from The Simpsons and the whole classic episode.
Ralph.
Ralph. The second one is called Gauntlet for the Gold, which is like their version of Royal Rumble. There's not much out about that, but the one after that is an event, which they always like to have a rap theme show. Like, the name has something rap related. Like, one year was Straight Outta Compton. Another...
Yeah, we lost, heavy set.
One that was, I think, nothing but a G thing. This year, it's called... I'm here.
What's it called?
You're lagged.
Wow, he's lagged, yeah. Let me call him back.
Here, hold on. Heavy, right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
DRG already called him back.
How bad am I lagged?
You're good now.
Are you for sure was lagged? Because there was a brief pause where I was kind of like, what the fuck?
No, you were lagged for a minute.
How do you know?
Because of the reaction time to when we said something to you.
Yes.
Yeah, because I just said I paused.
What were you saying about AIW?
Where did I start to come in?
The rap name.
You were talking about the rap.
Okay. Did I mention the one before it?
Yes.
Yeah, choo-choo-choo.
This one is called Make 'em Say
Na-na-na-na.
And they've already announced people who are going to be involved in between that and I Choo-Choo-Choose You. The I Choo-Choo-Choose You is Dennis Stamp from the, why can't I think of the name of it off the top of my head, Beyond the Map. So, yes, he's been booked for the show. But the other ones, I'm not as high on the first one, but I know Kata and DRG love it. The Young Bucks, it's going to be cool to see him. I've seen him live before, but I'm not on the Young Bucks bandwagon, not at all.
Who is Colt Cabana facing?
What?
Who is Colt Cabana facing? Because I saw him on the poster.
Colt Cabana. Oh, he's on I Choo Choo Choose You.
Oh, so he's not on Make 'em Say. Okay, I'm sorry.
No. They've only listed them two, which is whatever, and Mickey James.
Awesome.
Which is April 24th, which I'm excited for. And
are they a live only thing, or can you watch them anywhere?
Yeah, it's live only.
Damn. Well, they have DVD distribution.
Yeah. You can catch their DVD distribution if you went direct from them. There's shopperstore.aiwrestling.com. You can also find them at Smart Mark Video, where they sell their DVDs, and you can buy the MP4s.
Yeah.
If you actually want to know how they were. They just did a thing this past, yesterday, called Raw Alternative. It wasn't just AIW. It was all these bunch of independent wrestling promotions got together, took a match from their archive, something recent, and it was on a free stream during Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a 4-hour show.
Yeah, something like that. You might still be able to catch it. I'm not 100% sure.
It's on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, so that'd be worth checking out. And the only other match that I'm excited for has three of my favorite female wrestlers, one being Veda Scott, the other one being Angelus Lane, which not that many people know, and the other one being Taylor Hendricks. God, do I love me a ginger.
She is fine.
Okay.
That's an understatement.
All right. Yeah. And to Vigilante, best of the week.
He's sober.
Sorry, what?
What's your best of the week?
Sorry, mate.
What?
It is fucking 4:35 in the morning.
Same here. Don't give me that squirt.
You work nights, you turd.
Yeah, you do work nights.
You turd.
So, I haven't really got a best of the week. I've been doing so much procrastinating this week that I haven't really done anything. So, haven't really got a best of the week this week. I apologize. Move on.
Okay. All right, DOG.
Move on.
My best of the week, there was a question that was brought up in GroupMe, and the idea was explained. This is what I was talking about earlier that I wanted to bring it back up in the talking points. The idea of sports entertainment versus pro wrestling, because there's this big contingent on the internet that says, oh, WWE isn't pro wrestling and yada, 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 and sportstainment and this, that, and the other. And Heavy brought up some good points about why they're the same, and then I brought up a point about why I see them differently. But what I wanted to do is ask all of y'all, is there a difference to you between sports entertainment and pro wrestling?
Not really to me. I know Stone Cold makes a huge difference about it. I mean, Obviously, people mean different things when they say those things. But to me, I just kind of put them together. I really do. I just kind of put them together. I mean, pro wrestling, sports entertainment. Is there a different sports entertainment?
I saw. DLG, this on...
Do you mean Olympic wrestling?
No. Pro wrestling, like the in the ring art form of wrestling, not necessarily the acting and scripting and coordinating, micromanaging type stuff that comes with sports entertainment. Okay. It's all right. The way that I see it is that pro wrestling is the ultimate of the genre. Like rock and roll is one type of genre. Then you have subgenres like alternative or punk or whatever you want to say. There's subgenres under pro wrestling that are sports entertainment and strong style and hardcore. It's pro wrestling to me is whenever the whole buildup is an accumulation to the match being the biggest part of the story. That's what you're paying attention to. That's your culmination. That's your crescendo moment. With sports entertainment, it's kind of flipped. The matches and aspects to it play into the storyline, but the most important part is the story being told for each individual character. That's why Undertaker's career means so much, is because inside sports entertainment, we have invested so much into that character. Regardless of his win or loss or any of the big time matches that he's had, all we remember is the career story of that character. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And using your sort of euphemism, I'd have to say that I do completely agree with it. I'd say that sports entertainment to me would be the pop music of the industry. I mean, I like a little bit of it, but there's a lot of it I don't like. Whereas, like, if I watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, that's almost like the rock music of it, and it sort of gets my juices flowing. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the way that I could sort of tell that in that sort of euphemism way.
For me, it's just a synonym. It's just a way to differentiate what is pro wrestling in the ring, squared circle, to the Gecko Roman, Olympic, all those types of wrestling. And it was Vince's way to say, you know, that's that wrestling. This is our wrestling. And it's come up with a different way to express it.
I think that a lot of people on the internet make it out because Vince coined that term and has stuck to it and pushed it so hard. That's one of the reasons why TNA got so hot in like the early, like 2005 through 2009, is because they had the sports entertainment aspect to where there were stories, but more or less it was the technical aspect. So the people that were more into the heavy metal style, where it's all action and fast paced, let's see how quick we can go, they bought into it and got into TNA because that was what they were showcasing, is the action inside the ring. Yes, there were some stupid stories. Yes, there were some good stories, but ultimately my payoff was in the ring. With WWE, I think that we got away from that generation a long time ago. It's not about we're building towards Ryback versus Roman Reigns, this ultimate collision of two massive beasts. It's this match between these two people. How are they going to interact, and how is it going to propel one and then bring down another? That's why we get so upset and so passionate when we see somebody that we like say a Dolph Ziggler, and he's not getting the momentum, even though we've got so much invested in this character. It's not about the wins and losses. It's about the fact that they're not giving him anything to do that bugs us most.
That was just... Go ahead, Heavy.
It's the fact that Vince created the term. That's the biggest backlash of it. And it's very equivalent to how many times have I brought up the point of, I think the whole calling it the internet echo chamber, the whatever.
IWEC.
Internet wrestling echo chamber. Yeah, that's what he calls it. That's his version of sports entertainment. That's him taking the IWC phrase and saying, I'm going to make it my own. And I look at it and I go, that's bullshit. That's wrong. It's the same thing. People don't like that Vince came up with it. And Vince is the one pushing it. Vince is in the solo race of saying sports entertainment. So everybody has encompassed it with what he says. So when I'm for sports entertainment, I don't do pro wrestling, they put that... I think that shit's so fucking stupid.
But I think
it's the same shit. Some of the stuff I see with AIW, it's sports entertainment.
Mm-hmm. this separation has been before Vince coined it, because even whenever it was WWE back in the WWF days and WCW back in, like, say, the late 80s, early 90s, before this whole Attitude Era and ECW really hit its stride, you would go to WCW because it was the pro wrestling show, and then you would watch WWF because it was a sports entertainment show. There was a distinct separation between the two, because one was more based about technical wrestling with the Ricky the Dragons and the William Regals, and back when Austin and Pillman were all about their wrestling matches, not the elaborate characters. I think it's been going on a lot longer since before that term was coined, but I do agree with you that a lot of people are just hating on it because it's a Vince McMahon creation unnecessarily. I don't think there's anything wrong with sports entertainment. When done well, it's a great thing. I just think that it's, like Ant said, there's certain pop songs that I like. There's certain things about sports entertainment that I like. And there's certain things that I don't. But I don't think that we all need to be such cynical critics to think that my opinion is right, your opinion is wrong, and try to pander our own ego and then get our feelings hurt when people don't agree with us. And the reason why I'm saying this is because there was a certain person on GroupMe that got his feelings hurt based on it, and that kind of shit just bothers me. If you can't open yourself up for an in-depth conversation, shut the fuck up.
Have some fun, damn it.
So what you're trying to say is it's your fucking opinion. It's your fucking opinion.
Exactly. It's my opinion. All right, Vamp, I'm done.
Biohazard, best of the week.
Oh, my God.
Follow that up, bitch.
Just, I'll make mine Wayne sweet and to the point.
Hey.
I love Triple H's reactions to everything on Raw, from the NWO thing in the back and
the drama.
I'm going with the sports entertainment aspect from this last 30-minute discussion of my nap. Just the, even like when Sting came out and he's like,
"How I felt in your TNA."
Just moving on.
Good job, BioChevy. I'm proud of you.
So in other words, you like their reaction, the fact that they make fun of themselves.
Triple H's reaction and everything. Yeah. There wasn't a whole lot that happened. Like, TNA, yeah, it was good. I liked watching TNA. But like I said earlier, came into this podcast unprepared today.
Gotcha. So, all good.
Biohazard, realize that Vamp has a boner right now because you just praised Triple H.
That's not a good thing to imagine. Moving on.
I didn't say anything.
He is the team boner.
I didn't say anything about that. All I said was, okay, that's fine. Anyway.
Vamp's nose filled up a little bit with blood and it got bigger.
We're 2 hours and 13 minutes in. We are done for this week. Wayne is Baker. Where can we find you?
Online playing roulette or at Wayne's a Baker.
Katie the First Lady.
At Katie First Lady. Follow me. I got retweeted by Roddy Piper during this show.
Roddy Piper. Heavy set.
At the anything goes.
At the anything goes. Ant Vigilante.
Well, you can find me at MC Vigilante. I'm the little guy who's saying a whole bunch of curse words and people can't understand when I talk.
Thanks for listening.
I kind of thought
that.
Bye.
I don't know
did
where
he
went.
Did he drop off the call or did he fall asleep?
No, he's still on. DRG, where you at?
You can find me at MRDRG_WIR. If you like in-depth conversations, try to avoid me because I can go on and on.
And on and on and on.
All right, and on.
Biohazard, where you at?
Going and going and going.
And gone. You can follow me at the Biohazard King, THEBIOHZRDKING. You can follow me because the Blue Meanie retweets me all the time.
Oh, Jesus Christ, with the Blue Meanie. And I am at Devil Vamp. You can follow us at DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Email us at DSJNP.com@gmail.com. Please, guys, let Wayne fuck up your emails. It is hilarious for all of us each and every week. You can follow us at Facebook.com/DSJNP.com/Facebook. We would love you to follow us there. Anybody have some parting words for us this week?
Royal Rumble's going to be good.
If you don't like the cuss words, fuck off.
As Claire says, if you don't like the cuss words, fuck off.